The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
What is that? Someone made a tape of something dying or something.
Turn that crap off! What's going on?
I want this music out of my head.
Hey, turn that off! Turn that off right now!
PFW in Progress with Red Kirsch.
Well, Dick, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. And nobody can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
Paul Perillo.
Shut up in here. I'm trying to sleep. One of you turds is about to get smacked in the mouth.
Hey, stop yelling at me, okay?
And Andy. And Andy?
Hey, Ryder! Drivees!
Please be 18.
Andy Hart.
We were shellbacks together, Andy. You got payback coming.
Eric Scalavino.
Remember that time we got kicked out of biology for playing with Matchbox cars?
Yeah.
Who's retarded now?
For now, anyway.
My husband Gregory and I wish only for that which every other couple wishes for. To tame Komodo dragons in Sri Lanka.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hakuna Matata, bitches.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is travel day for the New England Patriots. They're getting ready to go down to New York, New Jersey, actually, to play the Jets in the Meadowlands Thursday night, Thanksgiving night. Big national game on NBC. Is this the first time NBC has had a Thanksgiving game, like, at night?
I think, yeah, it was NFL Network the previous years.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so this is new.
Yeah,
I would imagine bigger ratings because everybody has NBC, whereas
and everybody knows
sure.
what it is. And
not everyone watches. Has the yeah. NFL Network, so this I guess this was part of the new deal
the
that
new
they
TV
did
deal.
Last year.
Yeah,
so good. I guess from what I read, NBC is really gouging it. They're charging huge advertising rates for this game.
Really?
Yeah. So all right, good. Anything else? No.
I got nothing.
So welcome to the show. Eric and I are in our ties getting ready. We have to book out of here right after the show and get on the bus. And
yeah, you're cut a little early, too, right?
What's that?
Then we have an hour. That's right.
What do you mean we have an hour?
It starts at
1:45.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do the whole show.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Fred Kirsch. Yeah. I'll get on the bus.
If you guys are leaving early, we'd probably have to start picks like right now.
No, they start... They start boarding the bus at 1:45.
That's true.
But you have an
well,
hour.
Well, that's true. I always just like to get there and get through the process.
Me too. And I'm with you, but, you know, duty calls.
Yeah. I'm glad you got to...
speaking of our other conversation before the show.
Pre-show conversation, but you got a chance to read some of the pages too. So
I did.
Just won't have everything for
right.
you.
Yeah.
Of course, Andy and I don't care because we're just going to do the two pages. When you guys get back, we're out of here.
All right.
Black Friday is where I'll be going when we leave here at about
Hakuna
5 a.m.
Matata, bitches.
That's not a bad idea because we'll do the paper Thursday night, you know, after the game.
Friday morning. Yeah.
And we'll be done like 5, 6. And
yeah.
Might as well hit the stores.
You'll go right to Black Friday?
Toys R Us. I'm going to check it.
It'll be 5. I have to leave at 5.
What's the big toy this year for kids?
I don't really know.
I heard the number one request by kids, not your age, but a little older, is the iPad. That's the number one request.
The iPad.
I find it funny because my kids use the iPad a lot, so I don't think I'd ever go a step back, but there's now a lot of kids' tablets.
Right.
There was one that Leapfrog did, and now there's like 5 or 6 of them where you can get all the real apps, Angry Birds. And
what's the best one? Because I am going to get one.
I don't know. I've seen a bunch of them, and they all look relatively cool.
There was one for $199 that
you just gave it away.
Exactly
you might be listening to the show.
Well, if you're gonna get $199, you might as well get the Fire. The
That's
Kindle
what I'm getting.
Fire.
My wife is the Kindle Fire HD.
Yeah, yeah.
Non-commercial, so I'm paying $20 so they don't advertise. To
yeah.
Me. I don't
if you're gonna
how
go,
that works.
But those kids' tablets aren't $199. They're like $79, right?
No, they're in the hundreds.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I would imagine people would.
But
you'd be willing to buy
ability.
The non-commercial
you can,
one,
you can
and that's how
all
they're making their
stuff,
money.
The one that Beth
I figure,
was looking
oh,
at,
funny thing is, they don't
take
really have
commercials, probably. They just tell you, you need to buy no commercials when there's really no commercials.
That
it's
is
a scam.
That is a racket, buying no commercials.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, Beth said, you know, like, you can do all the downloading. It has all the apps, like Andy said, that of all the different things that the kids play. But you can download all the books and do all that stuff, which I'm sure, you know, Will's ready to download books at age 8.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be doing a lot of
that.
You
say it's a racket, but would you pay for no commercials? Like TV. If they said all your TV will now come, well, I guess sports, you'd still have holes, but all your programs, would you pay $20 a month?
It depends on how much.
No.
Depends on how much.
It depends how much. I have no commercials now for free. I'm not going to pay for the right to not have
I know,
a
but my wife's
how do you not
at
have commercials?
The DVR.
Oh, he's a master with the clicker.
Oh,
this guy with the clicker. Paul has mastered the clicker.
That's how I watch like three shows at once.
Although
he's like Jeff in Vegas.
I like the DVR because you have the commercials, and sometimes there are good commercials
sometimes
out
they
there
catch
that you
want to
see. Sometimes
I've
there's
stopped.
Something. Yeah. So you have the option of watching them, but you can just scroll right through them. It takes like 30 seconds to get through, you know, a 2 or 3
minute
block of commercials.
I just let you guys tell me. You guys always tell me what the good commercials are. That I
like the
I
new line of Geico ones. Geico continues to kill it. Mm. Have you seen the new ones? Happier Than A.
Yeah.
And the new one.
It's the two guys with like the ukulele.
Yeah.
I don't love that one, but there's a new one with these two like gazelles in Africa. And they have night vision and they see the lion coming.
Yeah.
Really? You're coming again? We can see you, lion. I laughed out loud.
There is something to be said, though, when you're watching like HBO, whether it was The Sopranos or one of their shows.
Yeah.
And then you realize, wow, it's nice
just
to not have interruptions.
It's just a small movie now.
Yeah,
kinda.
It is.
And you get more programming because they go like 50 minutes usually instead of the 40, whatever.
It's just nice not to be interrupted every 12
minutes.
So maybe
you would pay for it.
Like I said, it depends on how much.
Well,
I mean, I pay for
Amazon. But you're asking for something different there, though, because now you have to, like, that show is shot differently. So you're not getting the commercials, but the show is continuous. Like you said, with the sports, like, there'd still be the gaps and all
that
stuff.
Well, yeah, but sports, there'd have to be a gap.
Sports, you'd have to have
they actually stop the game.
Yeah.
So you're asking for them to do it a little bit differently and just take the commercials out for you?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't really put a lot of thought into it. It came to me when I was talking about the Amazon thing.
It's a PFW in progress.
Because we said that's a scam, and I'm thinking,
this is what we do.
It is a scam, but a scam that might make the networks money.
All right. That's great. But the thousands of people
See,
that are
exactly
listening right
like.
Now are listening for Patriots Talk. So,
not all of them.
So
Sorry.
What do we got going here? We had Locker Room yesterday early in the morning. Then we had our
quick
show. And then later on,
just to recap the last
Bill Belichick
hours.
And Tom Brady spoke.
Mm-hmm. There was a walkthrough practice.
It was a walkthrough practice with a little bit of
controversy,
misreporting.
Yeah,
should I call it?
Yes.
Bam! How it goes
yes.
down?
No. Misreporting.
Well, what happened is I saw some tweets that a bunch of guys
Jeff Howe.
Either weren't there or came after the media left.
Correct. I believe it said 38 guys were there, 15 weren't, including Brady. Don't know, you know, they may have shown up after we left, but, and I saw that all from Jeff Howell.
Okay. And so what happened? Why was the media told to leave earlier than usual, if that's the case?
Well, the rule is that media are allowed to watch practice up until team drills begin in practice. Now, team drills begin at various times on various days, depending on how the coaches structure practice. For this particular walkthrough, the coaches decided that the team drill portion would start as soon as all the players arrived on the field.
Which is common with
Which
walkthroughs.
Is common with walkthroughs.
As soon as everyone's,
as soon
there,
as everyone's there, boom, let's
plays.
Get going. Right. And that's not uncommon at all. Andy's right. So
that's really the rule.
Yeah.
There's not like a time.
No,
like
there's not. There's really not a time. I think originally there was a time, but then coaches were complaining that they're getting to see my team drill portion, and so I think they compromised and made it into a watch until team drill. So on a walkthrough, they don't wear the jerseys with the big numbers and the helmets. They have sweatsuits or just, you know, solid-colored jerseys, T-shirts or whatever. So it's more difficult and more time-consuming to take attendance. So even though there's a bunch of us doing it and teaming up to try to get it done, for a walkthrough, it takes a lot longer. And in that limited time that we had yesterday, it just wasn't physically possible to get all the guys accounted for. And then we had to leave, and we still had 15 unaccounted for.
No.
And I think some people, like Paul's guy, Jeff, took exception to that and decided to try to make a point of it. And I say irresponsibly tweeted what he tweeted because the way he worded it was 15 guys were not there. You can't say that because we weren't done taking attendance. There were clearly, tons of Patriots there.
Well, you could say as of this writing, 15 guys weren't there.
No, because there were guys there. We just didn't account for all of them.
Oh.
Like Brady, like, I'm sure you could say wasn't there, right?
we didn't see him.
But I mean, but didn't he see him?
But like, there are guys who come in like, and it's cold out now, so guys have winter hats on. It's not as easy to recognize a guy's face from, you know, 200 yards away because it's obscured somehow, and some guys look similar when they're dressed up like that, and it's hard to tell. So we couldn't account for everybody.
How important is
those guys weren't there?
How important is that roll call when we get a practice thing after
anyway?
That's
a great question.
Fred Kirsch, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it
depends how truthful you think the practice report is.
Because we know Brady
didn't miss anything because he wasn't on the practice report.
Right. Now, it's a great question by Fred. It's a good point by you. But it's just the immediacy. It's the immediacy of the media culture that we have today.
Right.
You have to have it.
You have to
because the consumer wants it. The consumer wants it immediately, and the first opportunity that you can report it is right then and there.
Well, we should poll our listeners, and you know, within your emails, tell us: is it important for you to know right as soon as possible who's at practice, or can you wait until the end?
To Andy's point, it's a check and balance here. The team could say, oh, yeah, those guys were all there. They practiced, or these guys
didn't.
Yeah,
but it's really up to the league to do that check.
They're
going to
get in trouble if they do that.
Yeah.
No, I know, but.
Because that they do have them filmed, and you're subject to. If you do that, you're subject to sanctions from the league.
No, but is a practice a walk? I mean, is a walk through a practice, does it even have reps?
No, what I'm saying, if you're saying that guys
are
there.
So you don't have to put Brady on there, that if,
it's true.
If those aren't actually reps.
No, what I'm saying is if they're not taking attendance. And they say, you know, then you can go back and you're saying that the team wouldn't put the right thing on the.
No, I'm saying for yesterday. I'm saying is a walkthrough.
Oh, you're just talking about yesterday specifically.
And if Brady's not there for the first 5 minutes of a walkthrough, did he miss reps?
Yeah, no,
I think you could argue easily. No, there were no reps.
Right.
It's a walkthrough.
I thought you were talking in general about walking and he's hurt. I mean, and
does
it's
that,
a walkthrough.
Yeah, does that consist?
You have to say he's limited.
Does that constitute taking part? Yeah,
right. You know, so
and this is a weird week, obviously.
But you're talking specifically a walkthrough.
Well, I'm talking about yesterday specifically.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the confusion.
Okay. I thought you were talking in general.
We have
taking attendance
very often.
Well, because we
Other
don't have
than
walkthroughs.
Everybody believes Mike Rodak, and he's wrong.
No, but we don't have walkthroughs.
Just got the sprinkler offense going today.
We're not allowed to watch walkthroughs.
No, my point is on a normal day, you guys don't seem to have problems.
No, we don't.
Attendance comes out; it usually pretty much matches.
There was the Dan Conley day a week and a half ago.
Yeah, and
they all bought into Mike Rodak.
But see, that'll happen once, maybe twice a year.
When they get lazy.
Yeah, no, but I think Fred's point on that, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's just who can I take a rocket shot at?
Right.
But I think Fred's point is, if we don't at 2 o'clock or 1:30, whatever it is, tweet out who's missing, you know, do you miss out on anything having to wait till 4 o'clock to find out who was missing?
Yeah.
Because I don't think that they doctor in terms of who was out there. Now, what they're doing out there, absolutely, I think they doctor it. But if someone's not there at all, I don't think they're saying he's there. If the
Paul actually thinks Gronkowski broke his arm last Thursday and they didn't decide to announce it.
Yeah, you could take it to the theater of the absurd if you wish.
I think the league, just like the league, needs to look at how this whole injury thing. I think they need to look at availability at practice. Either you're going to let people watch practice or not. And I'm fine with saying no. Coaches have a right to have closed practices, and that's it. And I think it's pointless to have, you know, march the media out there, have them watch guys stretch out, and then tell them to leave. It's just pointless.
I'm totally with you. It's
asinine. It's absurd. It really is.
You know, just to abide by a rule. Right. That's why they're doing it. Because you know if they had their choice.
Yeah, but the league creates the rules with the PFWA.
The league has to do
a better job. And the PFWPA or whatever it's called needs to understand that, you know, what do you need to be at practice for? Really?
When you're not really at practice.
You know,
no, I'm whoa. I'm all for you being at practice, but they're not actually allowed at practice.
No, I understand that. They shouldn't be there. But you know, okay, let's just say that a coach opens up practice. That's just as ridiculous. So you're going to report on what they're doing?
I mean, I would. I don't think that's ridiculous.
No, I mean
you would do it as a reporter, absolutely. But as a coach, why would I want you to
that? No, but I think the coaches have to understand that there's not every minute of their practice is something that if we report on it, it's going to give away their game plan.
True.
So we should be able to watch a significant amount of time. That allows us to at least get a vibe for who's running around.
Who's to say?
Well, because even just 2 years ago, we were seeing opening drills of practice for a good 15 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes. That's a substantive amount to get a look at a guy like Aqib Talib.
I'm sorry. If I'm a head coach, I don't want anyone there that
certainly not during offense or defensive periods where they're doing team stuff, because that's
that's not what I'm suggesting.
No, I know you're
not. A guy goes down running the tires and sprains his ankle. I don't even want them to see that firsthand.
Just turn back to 1950.
They still have the tires out there. They do that drill.
They do?
Yeah.
Sure.
Every day at practice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But they at least do the ropes.
Yeah, Mr.
They're
Football.
Not tires. They do
they have tires.
Yeah, I haven't seen
the same thing.
Okay.
But you know what I mean?
But yeah.
I don't even want them to see firsthand what that injury was.
In all seriousness, I'm going to branch off for a second. He's probably right. That's why they don't do tires. Because if you hit the rope, you're not turning an ankle.
Right.
If you hit a tire, you are.
You could, yeah.
You could turn an ankle hitting the rope.
Well, you could. But it's not
like easier to just
flex the rope. They go right down to the ground.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, there's a million reasons why, like we talked about.
Well, shouldn't be allowed to watch the game then, Fred, because you can see guys get injured.
Okay. Now we go back to the theater of the absurd.
Well, yes. Well, but at what point are you allowed to see things?
If I was the coach,
I wouldn't want you seeing anything.
Right.
You wouldn't want me to see the games?
Oh, no. The game is not giving away the game plan. The game plan is on
practice
on display for the
practice.
Well, the game is giving away the game
plan. Yeah, right. It's unfolding.
Right.
Game plan.
Right. That's what I
planned
up
for the game.
For the game.
Right. But I don't want the curtain to go up until it's time for
there
the
are
play.
Things in practice that can be done that aren't giving anything away. We should be able to watch those portions
of
practice.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they should come at a time when it's convenient for everybody.
Obviously, the operative word is should. And the league and the PFWPA agree with you. They should.
PFWPA. Now, what does the extra P stand for?
I have no idea. Pro Football, Pussy Writers,
and all that.
You know,
that's good talk.
Obviously, people agree with you, but as a head coach, I don't want you there. And
but as a head coach, you wouldn't want to talk to the media either, like some head coaches in this.
Not all head coaches.
No, but.
Furthermore, I would make the case that the way it's done now, no meaningful information comes from that anyway, so
agreed.
I don't think anyone's missing out if the media wasn't allowed at practice.
The only reason all the media goes is because all the other media goes.
Right.
You just have to.
I have to be there because
otherwise,
everyone else is there.
None of them gets anything out of it, because all you see is, you know, how did Hernandez look? I don't know. He looked fine stretching. He was the good. Like, there's nothing coming out of it.
It's silly.
It wastes everyone's time.
So if the rules are, if the way they have the rules, it's silly.
I agree.
It's just silly.
Either change them to more or none.
Right.
There's nothing being gained
now. Let the team decide with no repercussions. If one team wants to allow people to watch practice, that's their choice. But
I agree.
I think most will say no because they all want to be on an even playing field.
Agreed.
And I'm fine with that.
Me too.
I'm fine with that. I really am.
I'm fine stopping wasting his time.
All of our time.
Well, really. I don't go to practice.
I'd rather have him here than have to truck out there to see
to
who's stretching and who's wearing spandex or not. You know, it's just, it's nonsense. It really is.
So. Phew. Okay.
So good rant.
It was a good rant.
Yeah. All right, 508-298-0398.
I just don't like your rants that I agree with.
It's the Ace Ticket Hotline, webradio@patriots.com is the email.
We have somebody
address.
Making me uncomfortable
no
in the corner.
Yeah, no socks
covering?
Is here. What do you got, Matt?
I had a question for you.
Yeah?
Did you tweet Gary Myers?
I retweeted him.
Who tweeted about the...
Oh, no, I didn't tweet him. No.
Oh, why? Whoever tweeted that, awesome.
Well, I retweeted yesterday to get Patriots Nation to cyber attack him.
No, but somebody tweeted which one of the 32 didn't talk to you for your book.
Oh, I retweeted that. Yeah.
Terrific job.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
thank you.
Congratulate
thank
you for
who,
that.
Who tweeted
Phillip,
that? Very nice.
Philip Sterling, one of our listeners, tweeted that.
Based off of what we said yesterday?
Yeah, and he sent it right to Gary Myers, and so I retweeted it.
Okay.
So... But he did get killed yesterday, by the way. Patriot Nation took action.
Does he care?
No. That's what they want.
I certainly wouldn't.
If you're noticing me, I'm doing my job
absolutely.
As a columnist.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for reading.
Thanks for the hits.
Yeah.
I'll tell my boss I want 50K more next year.
But, you know, anyway, that was yesterday.
That's what columnists do. They stir discussion.
Sure.
And that's what Twitter fans do, is try to connect the dots. Because I had that yesterday when I tweeted how I thought it was ridiculous that the Ed Reed suspension was over. Like, what changed, like, on the appeal?
Right.
And then immediately one of our fans retweets it with, @NFL Commission. I'm thinking, uh-oh. I don't know that I want to get in trouble over this. I was just voicing an opinion.
I know. That stuff does get around.
And, like, I took a shot at Felger, and immediately his wife says, he likes some stuff. She tweets me. It's like,
right.
This Twitter world. It's too easy for people to connect everything.
Well, you just have to be
I like
careful.
Taking shots from afar.
You have to be careful. It's all out there.
In case you're wondering, the things Felger likes in life are iceberg lettuce, hand sanitizer, and his girls.
If Chris is listening,
who likes iceberg
one of
lettuce?
Our listener says there's no link to your show on the daily Android app.
I do.
How do you like iceberg lettuce? No Socks is out there, and he just
iceberg
raised...
lettuce is fine.
I like iceberg.
It's not
lettuce.
The only.
I mean, it's not something
no,
that I would
don't.
Say.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Iceberg
wait a minute.
Lettuce has no taste.
You, right.
It just holds the dressing.
You like the dressing and everything
is.
That goes with it. You
yes.
don't like iceberg bib lettuce.
I do. I like
no,
the,
you don't.
I like the firm taste of it. I like a nice bib lettuce too, but it's better than a romaine.
Absolutely, couldn't agree.
No,
more.
I, well, I like the romaine and arugula. Lettuce aficionado I've ever met.
I don't
I like
care what
romaine.
It is.
Do you like arugula?
Dressing. That's
arugula.
I agree with you, Fred. I just don't want.
I don't like it.
Baby spinach. Do not like baby spinach.
Yeah, I don't want that stuff to disrupt the taste of the dressing.
Like
and
water.
Romaine and that
strong,
stuff can, yeah.
Too strong.
And isn't
with,
iceberg
I'm
nutritionally
no
defunct?
Nothing. It's water.
It's all water.
It's water.
It's like
nothing.
It offers you nothing.
Yeah, that's correct.
Especially me, because goes in hold, as a leaf, comes out as a leaf.
It just holds the dressing.
Yeah, so, and I mean, yeah. How do you... I like soup, too?
I agree with you, no sir.
As a ceiling. You like a lot of things that have a ceiling, apparently.
No, I like, you know what? Good place, right around the corner. We just got turned on to it. Spoodles.
Spoodles, Fred. What you're a
this?
Soup guy.
It's in Foxborough, right in Foxborough Center.
Yeah.
They put out, no joke, 10 soups, different soups, daily. You got to go
it.
To their website.
Oh, my goodness.
Patriot you got to go to their website.
Daily.
And there's a different soup.
Lobster bisque?
Sometimes.
Is that a soup or a bisque?
Clam chowder a staple?
Yep. Oh, okay. Chili.
That's good. A chowder.
Good. Chili.
Yep. None of these so far you've listed are soups.
Yep. Well, you know what I mean.
Big ups for, I believe, the butternut squash
oh, my
soup.
Wife makes
yeah, I'm not big on that.
Okay.
I like that.
It's
I
like
that.
Chicken and shrimp
food.
Gumbo.
So
that
this
was
sounds like,
by that.
This sounds like Jackie and Ray Ray go to this place, right?
No.
It sounds like you have to be like under 100 pounds to enjoy this place.
No, it's a good place.
You can have large
cup of soup and half
soup
a sangi.
I go to the place Soup Works in North Attleboro.
Okay.
They make a lobster bisque. You put 5 pounds down just eating it.
Really?
It's
I noticed. He goes every Friday night.
We do. We go to the soup kitchen every Friday night.
Explains a lot.
Spoodles.
Spoodles. Okay.
Spoodles.
Foxborough Center. All right.
We're now doing advertising.
That's
free
no
reads.
Well, maybe they'll send us soup.
Yeah, you know? I'm not going to be all that excited. It's soup.
Well, a lot of these soup places don't just have soup. They have sandwiches, too.
Why
don't
we ceiling. Get some sandwiches? There's a ceiling on the soup. Well, I just find it funny. You listed, like, no soups. You listed a chowder and a bisque.
They're all broth or soup-based.
No,
you know.
They're not. A soup is a soup.
As here opposed to a stew.
Right.
This is the guy who just railed against Felger and Maz for hating everything.
Well,
just like eviscerating
America,
just eviscerating the world
about being an American.
It's not soup. It's not soup. Got that.
I'm sure they have plenty of lettuce in Europe. Why don't you go there, Felger?
All right. Let's get to the phones. There's some people patiently waiting while we talk about our nonsense. Melvin's in Tennessee. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good.
What's up, Melvin?
Nothing much. I just have to ask you all, how do you all think the offense is going to change without Gronk being out? You know, do you think they're going to attack them with the tight ends at the half? Do you think you'll see more, you know, Edelman or Salas or more running game? There was a split back thing that was set up probably in the preseason that we still haven't gotten a chance to see really with. I think Green was out there. Maybe Woodhead or Bolden. I can't remember. But just what do you all think this offense is going to really do or just, you know, keep it the same that it has been.
I think they're going to try to keep it as much the same as they can. Now, it's not, you know, obviously Gronk is, there's no replacing him, but I think that, you know, with Hernandez back, they like to run two tight ends. I think they'll continue to do that.
Well,
you know,
yeah. And
as much as they can.
Yeah, and we're also assuming that Hernandez is
right.
going to be back.
Hernandez
that's not official.
Back. That's a big if.
And also, with the short turnaround, there's not enough time to install a new offense for this game. They might be able to make more adjustments in later games if Gronk is out for any extended period of time.
Right.
But for this game, you're not going to see a whole lot different. There's just no time.
I might be in the minority,
okay,
but I actually think Shanko could get an increased role.
I'd like to see that, but I don't know. You know.
Well, but you don't know because he's been kind of just –
right.
A few plays here and there. I think he's the guy that can most closely replicate Gronk. Not anywhere near him. But, I mean, you're talking about a big guy who's caught a lot of balls in this league, a lot of touchdowns. I think he could see a little bit of a boosted
role.
Well,
I mean, that's what we thought after that Giants Super Bowl last year when Gronk got hurt, and it really did affect them. They went into this season. We speculated that the reason why they're bringing in all these tight ends is so they're not left in that position again, that doesn't happen to them again. That, you know, they're deep at the tight end. If we're going to be a tight end-based offense, we better have backups that can fill in. And we'll see now. We'll see what happens.
What if that fails? You know, I think that's a possibility. He's looked good, and he's taking advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah,
that
I think fails to a certain extent, but he's no Rob Gronkowski.
No,
nobody is.
But I do think of him along the lines of the way Andy talked about Shanko. I think Shanko is probably better. I think Andy's right.
Well,
but Fels could probably do a little bit of both.
Was inactive last week, so I kind of assume that Shanko's kind of moved above him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I wrote this in the Read and React. They kept him for a reason, whatever that reason was. To me,
who are you talking about? Fels?
Shanko.
I mean, you designated him for return.
You
stuck
with him.
You kind of had something
right.
There
that's
for
good,
you.
That's the best point there.
So,
you know, they must see something.
Now you have an opportunity for that to pay off potentially.
Yep.
Because as much as Hernandez is back, they're two different players that play two different positions. I mean, it's totally different in terms of filling in for Gronk.
No,
Hernandez
you're
isn't
absolutely
at.
Right. Hernandez does not fill in for Gronk.
No.
Hernandez goes back to doing what
Hernandez
did.
Fills in for Salas or Branch, the guy that's been on the field the last 3 weeks.
Either Shanko or Fels fills in for Gronk to a lesser extent.
Right.
Far less.
And even Homan.
Because you know what I actually thought about the other day when he caught his first touchdown and they were making the announcement he tied some guy for 36 touchdowns in 3 years, most of
John Jefferson.
Like, at what point does he become a Hall of Famer? At what point does he become, you know, that guy that just dominated so much for a 4-year span or a 5-year span? Is that what's his name have in Chicago, 5 years?
Gale Sayers, I believe, played 6 years.
At what point does Gronk enter that territory where, regardless of what he does from now on, he played the position as well as it's ever been played for a window.
Yeah, I think he's close.
I think he's somewhat close. You know, 3 years is too short.
A little
obviously.
Too short, obviously. A
couple
but,
more years.
But 4 to 5 years, I think
he's in that hierarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you just go, he's a Hall of Famer.
And he's
just
still
dominating.
And this is frightening. He's still getting better.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You know, he's not, he hasn't peaked yet, I don't think.
Right. Well, unless the physical becomes an issue.
Right.
That's the only way he could have peaked is if all of a sudden broken arms and hurt ankles and hips. And
Melvin, I also wouldn't be surprised to see, maybe not permanently, but, you know, some more 3-receiver sets just, you know, initially.
Out of necessity.
If Hernandez isn't quite right, you know, depending on what kind of workload he can, and they know that.
He's not quite right. I don't want him out there.
I don't want him playing. I've already said that.
I want
him good enough to play Sunday. I don't want him playing 5 days later.
Right.
But
so you're not worried about Gronk being out?
No, I'm not worried about the offense.
PFW TV.
Don't.
Wednesday night.
Don't discuss.
Some point.
Yeah, Melvin, I'm sorry you're involved in a little petty spat here, but I'm not worried about the offense in general. Yes, I am worried that Gronkowski is out. Andy putting words in my mouth, as usual.
Okay, no problem. Well, as far as tomorrow goes, happy Thanksgiving to you all, but I'll give it to
you.
Too.
All right, Melvin.
Thank you, Melvin. You
happy
too.
Happy Thanksgiving. Let's go to
Jeff
in Vegas.
He's already talking. who are you talking to in the background?
So I'm at work doing some recruiting for some telephone salespeople, and I was just making some chit-chat in front of my desk.
Okay. Now you're chit-chatting with us. What do you got?
Back to good morning. How are you? Andy, can you now comprehend if you have 3 gigantic NFL screens of games on beside each other, you can pretty much keep track of all the action with all the commercials and breaks and huddles and replays.
Nope. I don't think you can pay proper attention to any of them. I can watch the highlights every week on SportsCenter and pretend I know everything, which Paul does a lot, but I don't.
Well, I believe
why does he always take shots at me?
Arranging. You guys might have to do a remote out here at some point
before
the Super Bowl.
Sure, you pay me. I'll be there. You pay the way. I'll be there.
Next, if Eric with a K is in studio, Eric, I try to follow you on Twitter. It says forbidden. Did you block me?
You blocked Jeff in Vegas?
Wow. I didn't know.
Jeff Vegas 12?
Playing the role of douchey Mike Florio is Eric Scalavino.
Yeah, there was something that you had tweeted about me that I didn't care for, so sorry. I have no room for that in my life.
And to be fair, though,
if I blocked everybody that did that, I'd have no one left.
Jeff, at least Eric is super sensitive and always has been. He's consistent in that. Mike Florio tries to pretend he's a badass mofo who started this website where everything goes and there's no agendas and there's no... And he blocked me. Pro Football Talk blocked me because I happened to criticize the way he erroneously covered a situation earlier in the year. Now, that guy is a clown, and this is the irony of all irony that he blocked me. And it's an embarrassment to his brand and NBC and everything they stand for.
Wow.
And it doesn't reek of hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's
Florio's part.
Ridiculous. You know, he was like the voice of the people where anything goes until he got a little NBC next to his name and he went corporate and he sold out. He went all Snoop Dogg.
Obviously, it's very important for you to know that.
No. It actually isn't. Because you know what the best part is?
It isn't. You're all red.
I think I've been blocked for months now and never
noticed.
You look like
the Great Pumpkin.
I always look like that. But I never even noticed I was blocked. But I noticed yesterday.
Right. Florio is a complete sellout, and his hair is worse than Bob Costas's.
Yeah.
What's next? False white teeth like Rex Ryan?
Yeah, he's an embarrassment. I mean, he easily had the most embarrassing story of the year in the NFL with the whole don't go see your baby, you committed to your team. I mean, he's clearly a bad reporter and a bad human being. He's a despicable human being if that's truly what he believes. Now, maybe he's a muckraker who was just trying to get some attention for his fledgling website.
Wow.
And Andy, a lump in Eric Scalvino in that group with Florio, please.
No, but Eric's consistent. Eric has always been sensitive. He's always had a short fuse. He always pushes the mic away quickly. Florio thinks, you know, I'll go big balls. I'll take on anybody. You know, I'll watch out what he says. And then, forbidden. You can't follow.
Wow. What do you think of the NBC brand?
I'm glad this didn't. Jeff, I'm glad this didn't touch a nerve.
Jeff, I will say this: I will be willing to give you a second chance if you refrain from taking personal ad hominem attacks against me.
You can't make that guarantee, Jeff. Stand
an
up for your guys.
Attack got you and got him in trouble.
Yeah,
I would have figured it was an ad homo attack.
In a word, Eric might understand. I know it's somewhat innocuous. I know it wasn't anything that, I don't know, maybe something about one of the girls, one of these girls in Buffalo or New York or whatever, Niagara Falls or whatever. Anyway.
What? I'll tell you what. I'll give you a second chance. How's that sound?
All right. No problem whatsoever. I appreciate that. I won't blow this on, I promise. I'll try not to. Last thing, New England opened -6. Now it's up to -6.5. New England getting lots of respect. They're going to blow the Jets. Doors off tomorrow night. I can't wait. And what time is the pregame social?
Six.
Is there one?
Six. Of course there is one.
6 p.m. Eastern.
As Florio would say, I've committed to 16 days a year. I'm going to be here.
Well, ratings are probably going to be astronomical.
I would imagine we are.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine tomorrow night will be
as long as people turn their computers on before they fall asleep.
Right.
I love it, guys. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, Jeff in Vegas. I didn't know you were being so selective, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, if it weren't for the fact that I work with Andy, he would have been blocked and unfollowed a long time ago.
Do you remember why you blocked him?
I just remember that he said something about me that was just,
he said something about me.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was, I'm just at the point where I don't have room for any of that in my life. I really don't.
I'm just laughing because
sounds like one of those, like, pop music stars that is now, like Brady, when he said there's got to be more than this than winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
know. No, it's just the whole internet thing where people have this false bravado. They hide behind a digital screen and they think they can talk and say anything about you. They've never met you. They've never seen you. They don't know anything about you other than what they hear through their speakers on their computer or their phone, and they develop this relationship that they think they have with you where they can say anything. No, I'm sorry. That's not the case. And if you say anything about me that I don't like, you're gone. I don't need that.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, one of the big ones, I follow this guy, Michael Silver from Yahoo. And he's constantly just blocking people, and he makes a big deal about it. You know, if you say things that I don't like, I'm going to block you.
Well, but that's the thing. I'm not making a big deal about it. I just do it. I just ignore the person. I'm pushing him to the side.
Right, but I think
he's an idiot.
Yeah, I think you have a right to do that.
Well, I was smoking.
Oh, you absolutely
weed
have a right to do that. No
question.
And I talk just, like this.
Eric, what do you need to block somebody
Eric's
for?
Right about the bravado that
no question.
Anonymity gives them.
He's
know?
1,000% right, but the same way that...
But what does blocking do?
We probably do it the same way on this side of the microphone at times, too.
Sure.
Who cares?
I don't really understand what blocking
does. It doesn't
bother
me, but I can understand
I think you don't see the tweets that come across that person's timeline. So, like, you weren't seeing the Pro Football Talk tweets for whatever.
No, but if
whatever.
He writes, like, at Escal is a douchebag, and he tweets...
Oh, I don't know.
You'll see it.
I don't think you'll see that. Wouldn't you rather know he's calling you a douchebag?
No, you would see that. Once it has his handle in it, he'll see it.
But I think to Andy's point, what else does blocking do?
What do you get out of it?
What do you get out of it other than the person can't see your tweet?
So some anonymous guy who's ripping me, I don't follow him. The only reason I know he's ripping me is because he puts at Jumbo Hart as a douchebag.
Yeah.
So if you're still getting that.
And that's what they do to me. I mean.
I don't get it.
Maybe if
that's
you,
what they do to me all the
time. Maybe if you block them, you don't see what that person is doing.
And, no, that's my point. But, I think that might be true, and I think I'd want
no,
to.
No, but it all. It,
now they're
I just,
spreading
I know,
it on Twitter.
The I don't.
The main thing is it blocks somebody from getting to your timeline.
Right. So I'll never know that Terry Bradshaw died again.
You'll never know, but you'll never.
Again.
Be,
I like
it. Yeah, well, he reported it once as fact, so
you'll never
be
able to put stuff on his timeline that. Other people will see. You know, if I
don't get it.
If I follow,
I don't think I know how Twitter works.
But the thing is, what are you getting out of the fact that your tweets that don't have anything to do with that guy, he can't read?
Right. Because he doesn't follow me anyway.
No, but if I follow you, okay, or if you're following me.
Yes.
And you start putting stuff in my timeline, then other.
How do I put stuff in your timeline?
Other people that follow you can see that. You know, and you.
Wait, but how do I put stuff in your timeline? What does that mean?
Because I'm following you. So when you follow me, it appears on my timeline.
Yeah, your timeline of stuff. If you're following
so
Fred.
So everybody I follow,
you see every tweet. Yeah, it comes up in your timeline.
Yeah, but no one else sees that. Only I see that. That's my timeline.
Anyone that follows you sees it.
And anyone that follows that person. So if you know.
Chances are anyone that follows you follows Pro Football Talk.
Right.
So anything that was exchanged between the two of you,
everyone will see it.
Now they don't.
Including when you said he was an embarrassment to the NBC brand.
Well, I stand by that.
You know,
I mean, the man claimed you shouldn't be there when your child is born. If there's nothing that says
that's
embarrassing
not actually
out of
what
that.
He said.
What did he say?
He actually said.
He said you commit to 16 days a year.
He said should.
What difference does that make to any other business, Fred? That was a ludicrous statement to make.
He said during these 16 weeks, should you plan it out better? So.
A lot of people can't plan it.
Well, that's
ridiculous.
That's the absurd.
It was
super
sperm, and he knows exactly when he's going to impregnate his wife, who I feel bad for because she's stuck with him, and that's an embarrassing aspect of her life.
It's unbelievable.
Well, he's a bad human being.
No, but even in the absurdity of where we take things in terms of, you know, the radio and the internet, and we do it too. I mean, like, you know, we come across, how many times do we exaggerate with some stupid, so who's going to cover him, you know? Kyle Arrington, of course, you know, we exaggerate. But even in that realm, to say that a guy commits to 16 days a year and he shouldn't go and be with his family when he has a child is one of the most absurd things I've ever heard.
I think he was what saying makes, actually what, more the season. It wasn't even the day.
Oh, yeah, he's thinking you
it
shouldn't
more the season.
To have a kid during the season.
Right. Yeah.
He's that's, thinking you should bang your wife in October so it happens in the off season.
And right. That's utterly
ridiculous.
Absurd.
Ridiculous.
Especially if you're...
Not to mention, by the way, Scott Pioli was one of the more arrogant men to say, you know, we have certain things we look for. And even he would say family, football. You know, it had to be in the top three.
Oh, that's the
religion,
thing I love the
football,
most.
You know,
every football
Florio,
coach I've ever heard says that.
For Florio, football has to be one. Family has to be below football. Everything else has to be below football. That's an embarrassment. You're a bad human being if you believe that. If he truly believed that and wasn't just muckraking, then he's a bad human being.
So if you just work in a regular 9-to-5 job, should you never be able to have a child? Because you can never plan it out that you or should you plan it for the 2-week window that you're going to take vacation?
How about a real job that matters?
That's
like,
what,
you know, brain
saying.
Surgeon. But not all 9-to-5s matter. What I do doesn't matter in the whole realm of things.
But neither does a football
cops,
player, Andy.
That's my point. How about a real job? Do they not allowed to have kids? Because their season is 365 days a year.
Well, let me ask you a question. And, you know, what if Tom Brady took a Sunday off because his wife was having a kid? Would you be okay with that?
Yes.
You would.
Because I think family.
Absolutely.
Being a human being supersedes being an NFL player. Now, it's unfortunate because they're probably going to lose.
Right.
But I'm sorry. That's the way it works. And I think actually a lot of people. I tried to plan my kids for the offseason just for the fact that it would be easier, less stressful. But not everybody has that luxury and has success in doing that.
Yeah,
there
I
are
didn't.
People that take years to try to get pregnant and are just so ecstatic to get pregnant that they should not be and should not be asked to be thinking about, oh, God, that might be a game day.
Maybe
what are
you gonna
do?
Maybe that's one
point.
Reason why
that's
this bothered
point.
Me so much, because I was one
right.
of those people. It was very difficult for my wife and I.
And it
we
is
didn't have
a lot
the opportunity to plan it
one
out.
One of my godsons was that way. It took a year and a half. So they're supposed to think about, God forbid, I miss a football game?
And before
that's
anybody wants to come
with
up with
country.
A... Before anybody has a smart-ass comment, it wasn't for a lack of trying, please. That wasn't the issue.
I feel like I should take some jokes here, but I don't know if I should. Paul's sperm were so fat they couldn't reach the destination. They had no cardio. I don't know.
That makes no sense.
All right. It's funny because you're fat.
It's clear that we're going to be on off all kinds of tangents today. But later on, we will be doing picks. It's Wednesday.
Remember once upon a time, Florio was on this show with us?
I think there might have been.
He was. No, I know he was. I remember. I don't think that'll be happening again.
I think he does.
And he got off the air saying, nice man.
I think he does a good job.
At
what he does.
At what? Because now I know that he's biased and he has these
You
views
do know he's not anywhere near as good as he was before.
No,
it's sold out.
Yeah, it's different now.
He's in the pockets of teams just like he started out trying to avoid everybody else who was in pockets of teams.
And I still look at it. I still think, like you said, Freddie, that's a good job, but it's pales in comparison to what he did before he sold out. He used to criticize teams and writers for being water carriers. That was his term. Now he's a water carrier for the entire NFL.
All right, let's take a quick break.
By the way, I'm for sale. I'll sell out if somebody pays me enough.
No kidding. All right.
We'll I still think he does a good job.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
From the photos, Andy was telling me about.
No. Unlike the rest of the world, I didn't clamor to go see Brett Favre's junk when it was available online. I still have not seen his junk, just like I haven't seen Greg Oden's. I don't seek out male penises.
See?
Unlike some men in this world.
Couldn't agree with him more. I've never seen one of those photos.
But I like breasts. But they said Jen Sterger photos available, see why Favre was after her online. I'd be dialing it up
tonight.
Matter of
fact, I have done that.
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
I think that's really funny, though. Why would you ever do like a Google search on Greg Oden's junk?
Right.
Did you see Brett Favre's?
Yes.
Did you see Brandon Spikes?
Yes.
I don't get that. I don't know why you would want to see
just watching it.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. Who's it? James got us lunch today. Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Which James?
James Pettigrew.
Oh, okay.
World's most interesting Patriots fan.
Well, because today's Wednesday. I don't know if it was the same
around
James.
A little bit.
Thank you, James.
Because of Thanksgiving.
Even though I didn't get anything.
Why didn't you get anything?
Because I brought, I didn't know we were getting.
You have
anything.
Your little. Now, where do you shop again? I forget.
Is it a Whole Foods?
Little grocer or Whole Foods?
Yep. And Shaw's.
And Shaw's.
Yep. For different things.
Whole Foods very expensive.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
The produce is really good there.
Yeah. People don't use deodorant that go to Whole Foods.
For one of the few times, I actually agree with absolutely everything that was just said. The produce is excellent. It's way overpriced, and people don't use deodorant there. I agree with all of that.
I've never been to one. They don't have one near me.
No?
No.
Down there, down south in Tony, Dartmouth?
I don't think Tony is appropriate. We have Stop and Shop and Shaw's.
Yeah, I don't think Tony is the word that I think of when I think of
a block of your estate and then build one.
No.
They would have a market basket.
Well, you don't need to. You grow all your own food, right? You have...
Demoulas?
Oh.
That's what it used to be up in...
It's called Market Basket. I don't know.
Well, the one near BU used to be Mula's Market Basket.
And they have the best salt and vinegar potato chips you will ever eat.
Don't you grow all your own food and have your own pigs and everything?
We haven't mastered the whole garden and everything yet.
I thought you wanted to get off the grid.
I do. We plant a lot. I'm just not sure we see a lot of production out of it. All our tomatoes split last year for some reason. I don't even know what that means. My mother said it was a moisture issue.
Maybe they didn't like you. They just left.
They got up and left.
Yeah, that was a good one. And something, even though I put the fence up, something got in for my broccoli.
Really?
We're fighting the animals right now.
Yeah.
Next step is a shotgun.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Why don't you just put a fence up around it?
I have a fence.
A better one.
Bastards get over it. They can climb. They can go under. They dig. Next step is a shotgun.
You don't need a shotgun.
I'm going to sit on the deck and just rest it on the railing.
Them. That's all you need
I've killed them with rocks before. I have pretty good aim. I've killed a couple of woodchucks with rocks.
I can just see them.
Davey and Goliath
chucking
over here.
Rocks from his deck.
Well, the worst part is you hit them. And it doesn't kill them. They flounder around, so then you got to go over and drop a big rock on them to finish the job, and then I feel bad.
On what types of animals are these?
Woodchucks.
Oh. Those things are quick, though.
Oh, yeah.
They move.
Even though they're fat like Paul, they got these bellies going either way, but...
It's amazing how many times it takes a quick turn. I could just see him, though, throwing the rock and being so proud of himself when he turns and he has the watermelon arm walk, and he walks over to finish the job up. And then he gets the biggest rock you can, so he can get a little cardio and a little extra bench press.
Exact opposite. The pride of hitting it turns really into, like, remorse and
what am I doing?
I feel bad.
I learned something about Andy I didn't know the other day, that he has a cat. I didn't know that Andy had a pet cat.
You do?
Spicy.
You know?
Was it Didris?
No, we got it together when we got married.
I didn't know that he had
a cat. What kind of cat?
A pussy cat.
Yeah.
Fred asked me that, too. I don't know. A cat.
Well, there are different...
That's what he said, too. I had the same conversation with
Fred. I said, is it long-haired or short-haired? He had no idea.
You know the difference between a Siamese and a calico?
It doesn't have two heads.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for God's sake.
All right. Webradio at Patriots.com, 508-298-0398.
Paul liked it.
Is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Bob writes
that was
in,
good. You have to give him credit for that one.
Bob says, what is the rule on reporting of injuries or sickness? For example, if a player had a migraine headache or fell in his bathtub overnight, which affects his play on the field, and he doesn't report it to the team, is this an infraction that the team could be fined for, or can the team hold the player accountable for his lack of candor?
Well, yeah, the team could, but the team is not responsible if they don't know about it.
Right. Two, also, does the team have the right to know what drugs a player is taking at a given time while the season is going, even if it's a non-prescription drug.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And if a trainer during a training massage session finds out from a player some inside info he doesn't want the team to know about, can he or she be called on the carpet by the team for not being a think? And can the NFL hold the team accountable because the training staff knew of an injury or sickness and did not report it to the team, and that injury sickness was not included on the injury report?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
So if you're a masseuse and somebody says, oh, you know.
Well, that's different because he said trainer during a massage. Now, they have private contractor masseuses.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that masseuses?
Masseuse.
Yeah. Masseuse?
I don't know.
I think that's different than Jim Whalen. I think those would be – Jim Whalen is an employee of the New England Patriots who's bound by NFL rules.
And it's his job to know these
things. It gets a little murkier if the private massage people are involved.
Finally, he says, concerning you guys, if you find out some inside info on injury sickness, do you keep it to yourself, tell the team, or inform the NFL if that injury sickness is not included on the report? Can you be held accountable by the NFL since you are technically employees of the team? Well, absolutely. Technically, we are not employees of the team. So that's – and we would absolutely
for legal purposes,
not
yeah.
tell anybody anything. You know, we
– much as we'd like to.
I learned from Bill Belichick, keep my head down and my mouth shut.
Right. So,
well, I should learn from Bill Belichick, especially when he's involved and I say something to him.
We're thinking of something specific. And
I mean, it's pretty much impossible for us to have inside information about an injury that the team doesn't know about.
Right.
Now, we could find out about an injury that no one else knows about. That this happened once several years ago with Mike Vrabel.
No, it's a really interesting
Andy point. And I happened to see Mike Vrabel on crutches going across the parking lot. And it wasn't reported that he was even really dealing with anything at the time. And because we work for the team and we found out because of that, not because we're reporters, we didn't say anything about it. But that's not something the team didn't know about. Obviously, they were well aware of what the situation was. I can't imagine we bump
well,
into
I don't
a player.
Know, Paul, was it at the beginning of the day or at the end? Because if it was at the beginning of the day, Bill wouldn't have talked to the doctors at that point. He would have had no clue.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point he raises.
But Paul's right. That's the only time we really our team employees first is when we see something coming in the door at 8 o'clock in the morning or 9:30 or, you know, when we get here.
He couldn't help himself take another shot at me. It's unbelievable.
That is when we're truly team employees first and not reporters, not, you know, anything. Like, you know, when Tom Ashworth was basically wheeling himself out, bent over a desk chair. You know, if we're in the lunchroom, we see that. We didn't see it.
The day we start doing that is the day we're out of here.
Right.
You know?
But there's no way, I mean, I think it would be a really hypothetical stretch to say, I bumped into Rob Gronkowski at the store, and he told me, you know what, I think there's something wrong with my arm, and I haven't even said anything to the team about it, but I think I have a broken arm. Like, I can't even imagine a hypothetical where that could happen.
Well, I mean, there are ways.
That the team wouldn't be aware of it?
Dubious ways, but ways. I mean, like, my wife's a physical therapist. She works with a ton of sports doctors. What if he went out on his own and got something?
I just can't imagine that he's doing that without the team knowing.
No, I know, but it's possible. Certainly, what if he's had a bad experience with team doctors and now he's going off on his own?
Or, yeah, what if he notices something and he's in a contract year?
Or what
if
he knows that the Red Sox?
Well, if he knows that, if he discloses it to the team,
they have all kinds of trouble.
He's not going to play or
you know their team doctor
something
was,
like
right?
that. And he decides, well, let me go find out what it is, but not through the team so that if it's something that I can get away with, I'll get away with it. If it's not, then I'll tell the team.
Right.
And then that person, you know, tells the wife or whatever. And
all of a sudden it's out there and we know. And should
it's
we
plausible.
Tell Bill?
It's not, you know, very likely, I would say, but
oh,
it's plausible. It's plausible.
0.0000001% chance.
Let's see. Emailer writes in, we are in the same boat we were when Hernandez went down. I think Hernandez, Edelman, and Schenkel pick up the slack and we keep rolling. God forbid we drop to the third best scoring team in the league. We just need Gronk back for the playoffs. I'm tired of regular season dominance only to see us fall one or two plays short in the playoffs. We'll be fine. Also, one of your damn iPhones is on the table, and it gets picked up by your mics constantly. No one can be texting you that much. Turn off the vibrate or keep it in your pocket.
Well, mine just actually went off, but I don't think I'm the one that's usually in trouble. I think it's one of you two.
Not me.
One of you two, it goes off all the time.
It's Paul. Yep.
But I did just get one, and my wife's mad because Jackson just came home with it. And I'm thankful turkey that they made at school, and they had to put what they're thankful for. And he put my cat, my toys, my dad, my house, and airplanes. And she's mad that she wasn't included.
Oh.
Airplanes beat her out in general. The entire aeronautical industry beat her out.
Wow. That's too bad.
Well, along those lines, Will had got himself in a little bit of trouble this week at school. And we actually have to go and talk to the teacher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he fight with a girl?
No. No, he just won't keep
something else with a girl?
he just won't keep his mouth shut.
Gee, where'd he get that from?
I have no idea. I have no idea where he gets it. But he won't stop talking in class, basically. So anyway, long story short, he had one of those Thanksgiving things.
Left class.
And
microphone.
He writes, I love Thanksgiving, but not as much as my mom and dad. They're awesome. Which, you know, he just got punished, and you know, he's
right.
Bedtime is like 7 o'clock, and he's got no video games, no TV, no nothing. And I get this big, you know, Thanksgiving card yesterday when I got home from. So it was kind of long.
He knows
those
how
lines.
To play it.
Oh
right.
Yeah, yeah. But that's part of the.
So
problem.
Did he get an Ed Reed like reduced sentence?
he did not.
No, because unlike the NFL, Paul's not a punani.
Wow, that's as close to a compliment as he's ever given.
Very close, but wait for it.
We haven't really talked about that.
Ed Reed.
Well, I mean, because you guys kind of argued it, and then, in my opinion, the league embarrassed itself.
Yeah, see, I agree with Andy.
Either
on this. I don't think
he
should have been suspended.
Right? I mean, what happened? You got to get on the same page between Merton Hanks and Ray Anderson
now
Ted Cottrell and Art Schell.
Now I'm kind of siding with you guys that maybe they were just trying to send a message with a high-profile guy.
Scare people?
Yeah.
That's terrible. Now you're playing games.
I agree.
I don't care for it.
I agree.
That's an embarrassment.
Yep. We're talking about ads before Strippers writes in, do advertisers notice during 1 p.m. games anyone with Red Zone is turning to Red Zone during commercial breaks on their primary game? I don't see more than 5 seconds of any commercial break during Patriots games.
It's probably true.
See, a lot of people are like that. I'm not. I will switch back and forth, but not as much as a lot of people, you know, because I'm too lazy.
Wait a minute. You bend your thumb.
If I'm watching a game that I'm interested in, you know, like let's just say it's non-Patriots, I'll just stick with that game because they're running all the scores below it. I don't need to see every Red Zone play. But if there's no game on that I'm interested in, I'll be on the Red Zone.
See, I just go to the Red Zone now. And that is an issue. Strippers is right. They've been talking about that. It's been one of the things that they weren't sure they wanted to institute it because they thought they would devalue their contract and how much advertisers could get and all that stuff. But when I watch a game, obviously we're not watching the Patriots on TV. With very few except maybe if the game is on the line and I know it's on the network that I'm watching, I might just watch that. But otherwise, it's constantly on Red Zone because
really?
I can watch a play every second.
But everybody
like
watches their team.
Game. I like watching a game.
But isn't the most important aspect
yes,
to,
if you're
to
watching
build
your team.
Hardcore fans?
What?
You're building hardcore fans. Every fan is watching his team.
I agree with that. I think Andy's
right
on that.
And so you're building that market, and then the extra, that's gravy. That, you know, get it, you know, the Red Zone channel or the out-of-market game, whatever, that's all gravy.
Like, we only watch it when the Patriots aren't playing.
Right.
You know, so
you've
it's not really
established,
the same thing.
I mean, the 60 share every week in Boston and 30-plus rating and all these, you know, greatest season ever, you're establishing in every market your fan base. And
yeah,
they're
matter
gonna
of
watch
fact,
their game.
This season in New England, Andy, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's more people that have watched the Patriots on TV than actually own televisions in New England this year. Nothing, Fred?
I had a cookie in my mouth.
Oh, I thought he would have something.
You sure Gronkowski did? He made one of those diving touchdowns like a month and a half ago. It was going to the left. He landed on his left arm. Maybe he broke it then.
Why are you acting as if it's absolutely out of the realm of possibility that he could have gotten hurt on an offensive play?
I'm just wondering.
I'm not saying he got hurt a month and a half ago.
No, I'm just wondering.
I'm saying in that game, previously.
Now, when you have your aluminum hat on, does it help you see the game? Or how
what'd
does
you
that
call
work?
Him?
Tinfoil.
What is he?
Conspiracy theory?
No, what is
no, he?
No, he
is.
Iron Dome.
Iron Dome. Come on, Fred.
I kind of like it.
You like it?
There's a truce, apparently.
Nothing
breaking
gets
news.
Oh, really? Good.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was breaking last night, and then
they broke
that it wasn't breaking because it hadn't happened.
Right, because it hadn't happened.
Because like you people at practice, the immediacy of the media, there's a truce that hasn't happened yet.
You people.
Yeah. Conley's here. He's not here. And the truce has happened. It hasn't happened.
Now we're relating Patriots practice.
I'm just saying, if Bill Belichick was running things
Arab
in Israel, you wouldn't have these leaks. It wouldn't be said that it was done until it was done, or at least a month after it was done.
Actually, it's
did
people,
we trade for Aqib Talib yet?
It's people like Florio who have equated Patriots practice to the, you know, the unrest.
So bad people.
In the Middle East.
Bad people.
Rick in Brewer, Maine says, with Gronk out, what do you think the Patriots' record will be? I really see them struggling with the Jets, 49ers, and Texans.
No, Paul has no concerns.
Well, I was concerned about the 49ers and Texans way before Gronk ever got hurt.
Thank you, Eric.
So you're not more concerned now?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, you should be. Paul's not. Until Brady goes down, I'm not concerned, I believe was how he closed it.
Well, I agree with Eric.
With a mock yawn.
I think all three of them were going to be tough games with Gronk. You
know? Okay, let's play that game we always like
to play. I don't
think
all three of them are going to be tough. I thought that the Niners and the Texans, yeah.
Would you be more surprised if they went 6-0 or 3-3? I love these.
3-3.
Yeah, 3-3.
Me too.
I'd be more surprised if they go
6-0. F-R-O-D, fraud.
What?
You'd be more surprised if they went 3-3 than 6-0.
Yeah.
Right? But you have all these concerns about the offense, yeah, about Gronkowski.
I'd be more surprised if they run the table.
Really?
Yeah.
You are a negative little man. You don't think they have the chance, that a very good chance to run the table?
Without Gronk, it's going to be tougher.
Texans, neck and neck with a bad team. 49ers, quarterback controversy, tying a bad team. Who's good? No one's good. Your good games aren't against good
teams.
The
Texans are good. The Niners are good.
Guess who else is good?
Yeah, the Patriots
are
good.
The New England football Patriots.
They are.
Well, that's what, you know, somebody,
but I don't think they're gonna,
somebody on the blog was saying, you know, I really
neck
think,
and neck at home with the Bills.
You know,
I mean, you could do the same thing with all the teams.
Exactly.
Somebody on the blog said, you know, I really think that the Texans and 49ers are going to be big tests for the Patriots. True. But we're also big tests for those teams. They're looking at the
absolutely,
schedule.
Absolutely, because they're on the road.
Wow, that's a big test for
exactly
us.
Exactly.
Sure.
They're two road games for those teams.
Sure. Right. You know, we get so...
I think especially Houston, because that's an AFC team. They need to establish dominance.
Right. But especially in a year when there aren't any good teams. There aren't any great teams. Let's say that. Let's put it that way. There are several good teams. There aren't any great teams. Any given week, the good team can beat another good team no matter where it is. That's why I think it's a little crazy to think that, to expect them to run the table, especially with the injury to Gronk.
They've already won 4 in a row.
Oh, but I'm not expecting them to run the table.
No,
that's not a concern.
The choice was 3-3 or 6-0, not 5-1 or 4-2.
Yeah, right. But it's tough. It's a tough league.
But the question wasn't what you think they're going to do.
Right.
It was more surprised by.
Right.
So there's a difference there.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, I'm assuming, expect them to go 5-1 or 4-2. But I think that's probably where the realistic
that's realistic. Yeah.
I mean, losing one of those games, Texans or 49ers, is very conceivable. I think there's a lot less chance they lose both of them, you know?
Yeah. Because it's good teams all the way around. So you're probably going to win one, lose one. As a good team, they're going to win one.
Yeah.
But three is different than one. You know, like Andy's scenario, which you're more surprised, 3-3.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be more surprised if they went 3-3.
No, but you're sort of taking
that doesn't mean I think they're going to go on a one-game flip
because most people are either 5-1 or 4-2. So to get to 3-3, you either have to lose one more you didn't expect. To get to 6-0, you only have to win one more. You're close.
Let's do the one-game flip. More surprise, 6-0 or 4-2.
More surprise, 6-0. Yeah,
6-0. Yeah,
6-0.
I agree.
Yeah.
So now it is unanimous, Paul. It's all four of us have voted.
Okay. I learned the term unanimous.
Christian writes in.
Let it be said that
I
learned something on this
show.
Just
wanted to extend a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and say thank you for all you do. As Patriots fans, we are truly blessed to have a great team and a fantastic PFW crew. Thanks, Fred, Paul, Andy, Eric, and Kevin.
Who's that?
All right.
Christian.
Good man.
I was just thinking.
Good man, that Paisan. I was going to make like a joke about her because, you know, women I always try to make uncomfortable jokes with. But then I was thinking, turkeys, pound for pound, must have the largest breasts in the world, right? Because you think of how big that breast is and how, you know, compared to the rest of the size of the bird, they're like 80% breast. Imagine if women were 80% breast human beings.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. It'd be all sloppy.
Well, what if they weren't sloppy? What if they're perky?
That's really hard to do.
There is a thing called gravity.
But I'm just saying, I'm making this up.
What kind of man has that come through?
He's obsessed.
Oh, wait, I thought I was obsessed with penises.
Well, we'll get to that later in the show. There's plenty of time left.
Speaking of that.
I think you want...
You know what looks like a penis?
There you go.
You don't cook, do you?
I don't.
The thing you pull out of the turkey...
Oh, yeah, that
like
thing?
Like the yeah. spine or the backbone?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks like a penis.
It's not, though, so you don't have to worry. God, he thinks like he's...
You mean he doesn't have to worry about being excited about it?
Right.
You mean? No, okay. Disgusted by it.
Oh, it looks like a penis! What's the matter with you? What is the matter with you?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
That was dropped in my head.
Phil writes in, one thing I think that hasn't had a lot of coverage about the Patriots' record this season is the lack of a signature road game victory. Sure, they played a couple of close games against the Ravens and Seahawks, but ultimately they lost those games. Does that make you more concerned for this Jets game? And also, what do you make of their performance on the road this year? And is it worrying that they haven't managed to win a key game in those circumstances?
No.
No.
Well, I think, A, we all want them to be at home in the postseason, and B, I think those teams are better than the Jets.
Well,
if I would consider the Jets a signature road win, then we beat Buffalo.
And for all intents and purposes, they did win that Ravens game. The Ravens.
Well, but I'm saying, you know, trying to keep it in.
No, there's no well, you two.
I'm trying to keep
you
it in.
You lost.
No, I know, but.
No, but.
They didn't get blown out.
I don't care.
By a good team.
L. They don't mark, you know, it doesn't say one last lost blown out.
Yeah,
it's won or lost. You can only
asterisk.
Be in one or the other except
those
for
are the
San Francisco and St. Louis. You lost. There's no well. Just say, I lost. Fred, say, the Patriots lost to the Ravens.
On paper.
No, on the field, on television, and in the standings. Yeah. The standings are written on paper, correct, or a computer screen?
I'm not worried about
it. I'm not going to go down Fred's side.
Didn't ask you to worry about it. Just said there's no well. You lost the game.
But I don't know why the road games that the Patriots did win, like at Buffalo. Why is that not as at Tennessee? That why is that any less signature
at London.
than the Jets?
Well these people clearly think the Jets are better,
but they're not.
Right. No, I know, but these people think they are.
I mean, they might be better than Tennessee, but they're not any better than Buffalo.
Right.
But you know, they're the same.
They think that would be a good win.
They're poopy.
Well,
as
then
you would say.
Really? So the only significant
league all encompassing.
The only real
I mean, I could see
tough team that they played on the road is the Ravens, really.
Right. And
you
they know? Lost.
Well, and of course you would put Seattle there because they're dominant even though they're poopy
but
too.
But you don't, so you should agree with me.
But they lost. And I don't know how you deemed that one if that was a loss
was
or
a fluke.
A paper or what it was.
A fluke. Fluke. Russell Wilson will never do that for the rest of his life.
Well, that's because he won't be able to play the Patriots.
He's beaten some good teams this year.
Not in that fashion.
He won't be able to play the Patriots again. That's why. That's the kind of stuff
but
that I was talking about.
But this time, Aqib Talib would be there, and it wouldn't happen.
Right. Unless he peaks in the backfield.
Well, the Boston Globe said he was among the five worst performers on Sunday.
I know. I saw that. What do you think about that?
I thought it was absurd. How's that? Almost as absurd as you claiming that they didn't lose to the Ravens.
We're lobbing more bombs
than
the Israelis.
Let's see. Florio, Bedard, Howe. They've all been killed on this show so far. Just proves that we are objective.
But
everybody.
I didn't think that Talib played a great game.
No.
I thought he got credit for more than he did because of the amazing interception return.
Was probably
but
in
to
the
say that
25s,
he was,
if you're going to rank him 1 to 45.
To say he was 20s. Terrible, he actually said, and I listened to him on the radio this morning, so I don't feel like I'm speaking out of school or anything. He said this on the air. That if McCourty or Arrington had a similar performance, we'd be killing him. And I completely disagree with that.
I kind of agree with it.
I don't think we would. I don't think that would be the case.
He definitely got a grain of salt for it's his first game. He's going to get better.
He did, but if McCourty returned an interception 60 yards like that, I don't think we'd be killing him because he gave up some other catches.
Well, the two other catches were touchdowns.
Well, case in point, when he ran the
he'd
kickoff, the game that was the Jets, right? When he ran the kickoff back for the touchdown.
Yeah, but that's not cornerback play. I'm talking about his play as a cornerback.
Well,
he fumbled another one in that game, almost lost us the game.
Well, that was my point, and he was nominated for Player of the Week.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be killing Devin McCourty.
That was my point. I was agreeing with you.
If you give up two touchdowns, I think they would have been. Because there's another game where they're giving up big plays and touchdowns. These are our corners.
No,
instead, you get the Aqib Talib. Well, you know, he peaked a little bit and his technique was off. But you could see the competitive fire he's got. This guy's ready. He's going to make some plays. That's the difference. He was middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
And
it was said that he was
bottom
one
of the pack.
The
he was on the edge.
By one guy.
He was on the edge of being
well, that's
the
what he's talking
the
about.
Five
by
worst.
One guy.
Okay, but that's all
but that's
he's
the only
talking.
I also
about.
Don't think he was good as a lot of people like think he's turned around the playmaking defense for the Patriots.
Well, no. Okay.
Well, that is also the other side of the coin is that suddenly we blitzed a lot on Sunday because we have Aqib Talib now. That's every bit as absurd as saying that he was one of the five worst players.
They blitzed because they could. The Colts' offensive line
stinks.
Isn't that good? And then they got a big lead.
Yeah, but every line they've played stinks.
A lot of them have.
But I think if you look,
you surprised
at,
me with that.
But if you look at the games,
you're
Andy,
right. A lot of them have stunk.
And when they do, like the Rams, they blitz.
If
so
you
I'll
look
add
at the games,
cornerbacks and fat men. There's not enough of them on the planet.
And according to
ironically,
his numbers.
Go
again,
to Disney World.
Again with Greg.
Just go to this studio.
The three worst offensive lines that they've faced, they blitzed the most against. Seattle, Rams, and then on Sunday. So I you know, taking him again at his word, for, you know.
What about Arizona?
They didn't blitz as much that day.
Marquise Bautista.
I don't have the answer for you.
The guy's coming off the street.
Do you know the Grey Cup turns 100 this Sunday?
I like their trophy. I saw that thing where
they've
the East gets a half a leaf
American
and the West gets a half a leaf
in Canada
and they go together
for 100 years.
Apparently,
well, they call
I'm
it Canadian football.
It.
Yeah,
I'm not buying it.
In Canada, it's...
I'm not buying it.
Why? You don't
since
think
since 1912 they've been playing football?
Couldn't you
up
like
there?
Prove that? Did you or didn't you play a game?
Are you suggesting that they have a Grey Cup that they claim is 100 years old and they've only played for like 80 years?
I think it's
years.
One of those kind of crazy.
Well, it's like how Princeton claims they had the first game and it was really Tufts.
But that's a little different. Whether or not you say who the first one was and, you know, who's actually – they were playing in 18-something.
Well, 1912, right. Like four you know, guys
like,
came out and,
this is
and,
like...
and threw a ball around that wasn't exactly round, and they called that the first Grey Cup.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, well, I was thinking in terms of Andy's thing about Princeton and Tufts. Maybe Princeton was throwing the ball around, and they claimed that was the game, and Tufts
actually
played
had
game.
A game.
Right.
But
I don't think you could just make up a Grey Cup and say, oh, yeah, 1912. That, yeah, I think that was one of
the best. The only thing that's memorable about the Grey Cup is that fight a couple years ago with Joe Capp and some other guy.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
those old coots swinging canes at each other.
That was awesome.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, phenomenal. Yeah.
Do
like 80-year-olds.
Oh, you want
fight
time. Do a Google search on that YouTube.
Probably do it on your
awesome.
Phone on the bus.
Yeah.
Awesome. And, like, some people thought that was staged. I don't
know.
Oh,
I don't think
real.
So.
They hate each other.
Yeah,
they hate
real.
Each other.
Yeah.
And that was the whole point, I think. It was a long-time feud that went back to, you know.
1912.
I don't want to say it went back too far because Fred will say it didn't really go back that far, but that was the whole point.
This was
they
this
they
was
wanted
the
to
stands?
Get these guys to get.
No,
they
was
like
a
had a ceremony.
Before, like a you know, pregame
like a,
dinner
like a banquet
or something.
Or something. Yeah.
And they just
and they had these two guys up on stage. Joe Capp was one of them, and I can't remember the other one. And they would – the whole point of it was supposed to be to get these guys to mend fences. And he ended up taking a swing at him with his cane. They started, and he like walked over and just like jabbing at him with his cane.
I think he fell off the stage. Too,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
The trophy, according to strippers, was commissioned in 1909.
Yeah, but they didn't use it until 1943.
So. That's correct.
What was it doing?
It stayed in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame until 1940.
It took a long
what?
Time to build.
1949.
What did Eric build it?
Nathan writes in from Southern California. Jake Steele, Miller Heavy, Little Head, Big Penis. I mean, little Big Head, Little Penis.
I think he said it right the first time.
My mom did say it was little. And Benjamin Gay, he said.
Filled her mouth.
What did you think of the secondary play last weekend? I was encouraged because it appeared that our secondary played with confidence and swagger, which is so important at that position.
See, this would be the flip side of
the
other
effect.
One.
That it was the great defenses of the Pats used to have, and we have trended to second-guessing, giving up big plays, and not always making critical stops at critical times. Although we gave up plenty of yards, I still think we showed improvement because many of the passes made were thrown into tight windows. Also, I started to salivate when Bill started to blitz. Do you think he'll do this more often? Because that is what I want for Christmas, more pressure. I know this is game plan specific, but when Bill started bringing the pressure, I had a musket in my pants.
Oh, boy.
What do you think about that?
No, I think you could see more pressure. You know, maybe they're getting better at it. They're getting healthier, so they have more options with Hightower. You know, it'll be interesting to see what Jones's situation is.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, without Jones... You kind of have to fabricate the pressure
right.
a little bit.
But theoretically, with Tlaib and McCourty, you're better in coverage. You have a better guy out there. So I think there's a chance they could be a little more aggressive up front. And maybe they're getting better at it with Spikes and Mayo and those guys getting more comfortable blitzing.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline.
We're going to talk about the game.
What do you want to know?
Which game? No, we haven't really talked
about the game coming up.
The Grey Cup. That's what he wants to know.
The Thursday night Patriots the Jets game on NBC, well, that figured, sham of a network.
I figured maybe we'd do the picks Brand. A little early Brand. So that we could talk more about the Patriots game when it comes to
okay, that. Okay, good idea. So we'll wait.
Do you want to do that now then?
Oh, no, the picks now? It's only 1:14.
You just said you wanted to do them early so a we could talk early. About the game later.
A little early.
Okay.
Get some more emails. People here day before Thanksgiving emailing the show. We should at least get them involved. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your service.
Cole from Waterloo. I was listening to your podcast from yesterday just before the show started, and I had a thought about running up the score. Are the Patriots actually hurting themselves by continuing to run their full offense when the game is already in hand? They are putting more of their offense on tape for opposing teams to study and break down. If they're up by 28 points and suddenly become conservative, other teams won't be able to use those plays during film review.
No, I actually think the more plays you put on there, water down the numbers for teams that look for trends and tendencies and things. And I would guess that some teams might even remove those from their equations. You know, when you're up 25 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, they're not going to consider you running your normal offense, I wouldn't think.
Right.
So I actually think that would kind of water down the whole statistical and trend area.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, that was my initial thought. But I wonder if teams do that to the Patriots, because if they're continuing to run their offense, I wonder if you just keep. I don't think that it's going to affect, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't think the Patriots are breaking things out in a 35-point
what
game.
What does run their offense mean? I'm pretty sure
they've seen
Wes
Brady
Welker
in the
crossing the middle of the field on third downs is something teams should prepare for.
It's part of what makes it so amazing. It's because it's not like that they're always tricking you. I mean, there are things that they do on third down that you know are coming. You just got to stop it, and you can't because they're too good.
Dan of Virginia, dear ladies of the View, just kidding. Of course, family comes before football. Pregnancy, however, is not what I expected to hear about this week. And then it went to a dark place with discussion of Paul Swimmers.
Blame that one all on Andy.
The only discussion about how shall we put it, interpersonal relations I expected this week was the F in F the Jets. Three questions, two serious, one not so much. One, how do you expect that DBs to line up this week and going forward for the rest of the season? Will McCurdy move back to corner or stay at safety?
I think he'll stay at safety.
All signs, including the Boston Globe for the last 8 months, point to him being a safety.
So you know what I'm rooting for.
But I think now one of the questions also is, you know, Arrington started last week and then was removed for Dennard. Are we now seeing Tlaib Dennard as your corners?
Yes.
And Arrington in the slot and Cole in the, as the
Well, I think
six.
Arrington and Cole are fighting for the slot.
Yeah, I don't think – I mean, if Cole surpasses Arrington, I'd be surprised. I don't
– But this isn't the first time we've seen it this
year. No, I know, but I just tend to think that's more of a situational thing. I don't think Cole is going to be your every down nickelback.
I agree.
That makes no sense.
Apart from Hernandez, which of the tight ends do you see stepping up in Gronk's absence?
Shanko.
Yeah, it looks that way.
I don't
know
why.
But you made the best point, Andy. Why put him on designated IR if you don't have plans for him, you know?
Right.
You know?
Now, I'm not sure those plans included Rob Gronkowski breaking his forearm.
No, but I think he is your insurance.
But you know what? I think they might have had him as insurance for Hernandez, because Hernandez has been the one who's missed time both of his previous 2 years, and he's more of a pass catcher than a complete guy like
sure
Gronk.
They sure didn't throw the ball to him the last two games when Hernandez was out.
It's true.
But they still had Gronk.
I know, but you just said that he's replacing Hernandez.
It's true.
No, I said they might have thought of him as an insurance policy for Hernandez,
right.
But he wasn't able to come back while Hernandez was still out.
What do you got, Paul?
No, nothing.
Come on, go ahead.
It's coming. A right is coming. I can feel it. It's coming.
Three, given it's a late game, do the players actually have to get much Thanksgiving Day lunch, or do they still keep it pretty light? Rex, eat all the butterball turkey you want, then go find the world's biggest couch. Maybe send Sanchez to go get some damn snacks. He might be able to handle that. Let's see. Have a happy Thanksgiving, guys. Let's hope it's good one for all concerned, except the Jets. May they be slapped harder and faster than a preachy vegetarian on Turkey Day. And then the rest isn't for the air.
So what does
this was for the air?
Wait, what's the rest say? Is he mad about something?
Who is this?
It's about when he listens and things like that. I don't know. Too long.
We are fan friendly.
Let's take care of these people that email in on the day before Thanksgiving.
That's too long.
Let's see. Brandon wants Eric to stop being such a diva. It's the internet. Be a man. Say something back to a person rather than walk away. And Andy, you're the best. Don't miss any more days, because when you miss it, it's effing boring.
Okay, I'll take his advice. Brandon, go get high again like you always do when you call into the show. Loser.
Oh, that's the Aaron Hernandez guy? That sounds like Aaron Hernandez.
Well, I'm assuming.
You want to get high?
What do you mean you're assuming?
There's a Brandon from California, you said, right?
Are they all the same?
No, but that's a name that calls in and writes in.
I think it is.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't have a lot of followers on Twitter, but I don't think there are too many of them that haven't... It ripped me.
I just fire back.
For some reason.
No.
I do too.
No. You're misunderstanding. If you have a legitimate gripe with something I reported or something I said, that's fine. But to take personal shots at somebody you don't know and have never met, go F yourself. I'm not dealing with you. Period.
I'll tweet out something like, getting ready to go at it with Andy Hart on Trash Talk.
Two followers.
and someone will say, you know, go get him, fat boy, or something like that. I mean, it's just all kinds of crap.
Yeah, I wouldn't put up with that.
I wouldn't have any left. I don't have that many. I don't have enough. I can't afford to be blocking them.
Still trying to get that 10,000 followers.
Still?
Yeah.
And where are you now?
You're about 9,000 away.
How many?
1,600.
6,800?
16.
Oh, geez, you're behind me.
Yeah.
That's all pathetic. He tweets is dorky stuff and an occasional sick of Jets writer.
Yeah, but I would have figured.
Nail.
You had a good one earlier
the
this week.
The sick of Jets writer, I would have thought would have put him ahead of me right off just for that.
So should I tell our listeners to cyber nail Florio?
Yeah.
Cyber nail him.
And the reason why I was going to say.
I don't
just,
have any listeners.
I was just going to say nail him.
Followers.
But knowing people out there, somebody might actually try to do something. So I figured I better be specific. And say cybernail.
You had a funny tweet this week when you said, if I tweet anything bad about the Jets this week, my account was hacked.
Right. Offensive. Right.
Yeah.
This is GT writing in. During each NFL game, coaches wear radio communication headsets and communicate highly confidential game strategy with each other. How does the NFL assure this sensitive information is only audible to a select group of coaches and not stolen by the other team or third party? And P.S., which turkey would the PFW listeners pardon this Thanksgiving? Faithful Fred, Portly Paul, Atheist Andy, or Egotistical Eric? We're going to pardon all of them.
I have to go with Portly Paul.
well, you keep the book, so of course you would.
I keep the book.
That's all monitored by Joe Sweeney, right?
Yeah, every team has someone who...
Frequency coordinator?
Yeah. Who is,
there's a whole team of them. We ride the bus. I mean,
they go out.
Elevator
with
them.
Every team has one person who answers to the league. They call him a frequency coordinator. And what he does before the game is he monitors
he
the
coordinates
airwaves.
The frequency.
Yeah. And
what's the frequency, Kenneth?
The frequency that the that communication you're talking,
he doesn't know
to
what we're talking about.
Is
really?
Very specific, and only that can be on that frequency. So anybody trying to, you know, hijack that frequency or doing something on the same frequency is immediately seen and
heard. That said, I'm sure it's possible.
Anything's possible, sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, with all the technology and hackers, you know, they always say all these like crazy teenage hackers are like ahead of the government non-hackies.
But it's really hard to have an invisible frequency
it's
that
possible.
Could listen.
You know, it's possible though.
I imagine the CIA has something.
Right. And kids. You know. Most of the time, these teenage kids are the best at it, and they end up getting hired by governments.
Yeah. But that's
maybe Andy's Iron Dome can keep them from stealing the signals on the Patriots.
I mean, do you really think that happens a lot, that they're listening to the other guy?
No.
I mean, okay, you could argue like Vito Stellino that the headsets go
out
at infrequent times. I mean, at inconvenient times. But I don't really think teams are having guys listen to other teams' headsets, and I don't know. Maybe I'm naive.
Josh in Burlington, Vermont says, holy crap.
Paul, why are you nodding?
Nothing.
Holy crap, says Josh. I just YouTubed that Joe Capp fight. It was brutal. I was expecting old guys sort of pawing each other, but he decked that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? He made contact?
And one of them misses with a cane shot
that
could have killed somebody.
Could have gotten a guy in prison.
Yeah. He misses. And he's probably lucky he missed. Wow. Not the first one, though. You got that
Borges
one in the old days. Where
Joe Capp
playing
in the NFL?
Yeah.
Played for the Patriots. But he played for Minnesota, was his.
Yeah.
He was known for.
He was out west, too. Did he play for the Rams?
He was out west.
Well, he went to Cal. Joe Capp went to Cal in college.
He played for a region of the country.
Did he play out west?
In the Wild West.
He played for the West Mustangs.
He's out west. Freddie, we should note that our good friend of the PPGS, and I don't know whether he'll be here tomorrow or not,
Adam Jones was on national ESPN radio with Coach last night.
Now, why don't we know? Is he not here, Kevin? He'll be here.
He'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah, I confirmed that.
Adam Jones?
Now, I don't know what the deal was with Jones.
Brooke is doing some taping in the other room. That's why he said he's going to be here.
Okay.
Kind of
okay,
taping.
Right, yeah.
Adam what? Jones. What kind of taping?
I don't know.
Play-by-play
by
for
the way,
Providence.
He's
Peter
doing
Butter
that same
Jay.
Show. Jones is doing that same show today as well.
Oh, nice. Getting some love. I love, so though, they say Adam Jones from ESPNBoston.com, and I'm like, does he really
work for
ESPN?
No, he's
he
national.
He should be
now.
From
ESPN.
The Patriots pregame social. On Patriots.com.
Nah, he that's got a lot of love from Felger and Maz about that
yeah.
possible
yeah,
nighttime
I heard that.
Gig, too.
Yeah.
The what?
Yeah.
I was I was very disappointed.
Oh, really?
An opening on Boston.
Very
radio.
Disappointed that Andy and I didn't get a plug in that. We were looking for it. We didn't get it.
Bullshit.
What?
Kingmakers.
I didn't say the it.
I have unnamed sources, but contact has been made to Mr. Jones from 98.5. I can
oh,
confirm.
Really?
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Sources close to Adam Jones are confirming. Good for him. I'd
I'll
be
need
happy.
Rap sheet to confirm that.
But what are we going to do, though?
What's the opening?
It's the night show, Eric, like 6 to 11 DA show.
Where's he going?
He's going to CBS National Radio in New York.
For like a show that's like 2 in the
yeah.
morning till 6?
2 to 6.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's
way
after
6
a.m. But it's syndicated.
It's syndicated.
But why
it's
is
be
everybody
a lot more money.
Like getting excited about that?
Because it's probably a lot of money.
Well, it's New York and it's syndicated.
Yeah, it's
syndicated. He's now a national
morning?
Radio show host.
I know, but you're one of those overnight guys.
Yeah, but it's a stepping stone.
Yeah, but
probably making
the
3 times
zone.
What he's making now. Right.
Really?
And he's young. Now's the time to do it.
It's earlier
now,
in the
you
Wild
go from
West.
That to try to be a normal.
Is he any good?
It's
not like he's ever going to get
it's
married.
It's a stupid question, but
he's
pretty good. He's very original.
I think he, yeah, I
you know,
think he
has
does
a lot
good
of
job.
Gimmicks on the show. You know, the mothership, he calls the whole show the mothership and welcome aboard.
I don't like the way he says and. He says int.
I never
okay.
noticed
I never
that.
Never noticed that.
But in terms of kind of keeping a show going and not running out of gas, he's good at it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't agree with his takes, as
no,
they
but
say.
But that doesn't matter.
Flaming
but I
takes.
Do think he does a good job of putting together a one-man nighttime
yeah.
show.
And for 5 hours.
For 5 hours.
It's not an easy thing
no,
to do.
It's
and
not
I
easy.
Just,
does 5 hours
Andy
a night?
Used the word,
himself,
you know, original
yeah.
and, you know, creative.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
But Jones is one of those guys, though, that's comfortable on his own. So I think that's why they're probably taking a peek at him. Because he works alone very well.
Yeah, Andy and I were still looking for a little plug, and we didn't get it, so...
I'm sure
they call
sure
it Adam and the
E.
We'll continue to go PFW in progress.
Well, they said if Bertrand gets it, it'll be Beetle After Dark.
Beetle After Dark.
Yeah. Is he good?
He's okay.
I mean, has he ever hosted his own show?
He hosts on Saturdays with Gasper. Bertrand
he's
and Gasper.
He's not bad.
It's not a bad show.
I never heard him.
I think he's a little, I think he does a good job of hosting his show. It doesn't really matter what his opinions are.
And is he well-versed in Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, Patriots?
Yeah.
Enough?
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, you know how we single-handedly took down the Comcast website during that whole voting
yes.
thing? We should do the same thing with 98.5 to get Paul that gig.
Yeah, but I'm not sure they're taking voting.
No, but there's ways to contact them.
How?
Email and phone calls.
Not sure
there is
that's
a thing
the job
called the phone.
Anyway.
What? You don't want it?
I'm just not sure that's
he doesn't like to work nights.
Yeah,
okay. Perillo After Dark.
Cuts into his TV time.
Paul in the
more Northeastern
Paul
games.
In the PM.
How about
PP in the PM? Hey, I'd have to miss the Wednesday night
You'd
games.
Miss a ton of Northeastern games.
How about Perillo and the Beatle?
If it was for money, it would be worth
that's
it.
Terrible.
Oh.
What does it mean?
The Beatle. That's the other kid.
Yeah, but you just put their names together. There was no
Perillo and the Beatle.
Fat and fatter.
Oh.
Two Huskies.
It's unbelievable.
Did he go to Northeastern?
No, but he's Husky.
He went to UMass.
No.
He's not Husky. I'm Husky.
Husky,
he's
Paul.
He's a big
Husky is
he's
me
a,
in middle school
he's a
wearing
UMass
sweatpants.
Grad, Eric.
He's what?
He's a UMass grad.
He wears a lot of sweaters, does he?
He does. He likes sweaters.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
He's a good guy. You guys would like him.
No, he's a good man.
Seems,
Mark's a good guy.
Seems like a very nice gentleman.
And he's friends with some of our coworkers.
Well, you know who? Remember Tara Bertrand, that worked in PR like about 5 years ago?
I remember
his
the
cousin,
name.
It's his cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Oh, wow.
Paul's looking at me
you
like,
that
what else is coming?
On the phone has been blinking.
I did. I was absolutely anticipating a rocket shot. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought you were going to. Say something.
No,
in
I
front
just
of
don't. I remember Tara Bertrand, the name, but I don't remember.
She worked in PR like before
I know,
Christy
but I don't,
came.
I have no idea what
Girovati
she looked like.
Those
I can't
guys.
Picture her. Can't picture her. So
he's got a thought in his head though, because okay. I see something spinning.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Tyrone's in Delaware. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to each one of you guys.
You too.
Thanks, you too. Man, you enjoy too. The bird.
Eat a lot of turkey. I'm a.
Andy's giving you the bird right now, actually.
It what?
Nothing.
Who's giving me the bird?
Andy.
Right now.
Nope. Andy.
Andy? Yeah, me and Andy always sparring. I didn't know what's wrong with him, man.
I didn't do anything. Don't believe Eric. He's an instigator.
Don't believe the hype.
I know. I come up there every summer for training camp. So, Andy, be careful. I know you got them guns.
How big are you?
You got the big guns, but I know you know, you're building your muscles, but you know what I'm saying?
Nah, he's a poser.
He's
he pretends he has big muscles.
He's a little guy.
It's all synthetic anyway.
They're not functional muscles.
I got an elbow injury right now.
You know,
there's a lot
of guys that are very muscular, but it's not functional strength. His isn't functional strength.
There's anyone that's dysfunctional.
Okay,
it's you.
Because I'm 6'2".
Three sports, my friend.
And I'm hard to miss.
6'2"?
6'2", and he's hard to miss.
He'll squish
you like grape.
You're like a tight end 6'2", or offensive line 6'2"?
No, I'm a tight end 6'2".
Oh, okay. Andy, you better watch out then.
And then when I talk with my island accent, people get scared. So I'm just playing.
All right.
But anyway, check this out, man. When Gronk got hurt, right?
Yes.
Everybody was calling me and saying, yo, Tyrone, you done. Patriots finished. And I'm sitting to myself like, you know, it's kind of, I know I ain't want nobody to get hurt, but I'm kind of like he's on the shelf because I don't know why I feel this way, but I'm kind of glad, like, yo, at least he got a couple games to where I'd rather him get hurt now than week 14, week 15, and then he got hurt. So
yep.
Why am I feeling that way?
Well, yeah, I think you're pretty confident in that the offense can be okay. I think that's
when was the last time they won a game without Rob Gronkowski or a limited Rob Gronkowski?
You know,
been a long time.
0-1.
They won one.
So I don't know, but I think this is time for us to really show what we really got with the offense without him. Because, like I said,
Well, be careful what you wish for, Tyrone. You might not like what you see. There's that possibility, you know.
Well, Andy always saying we always good on offense. So, I mean, one guy can't cripple us like that. So, if we that good on offense, we should be fine.
You will be fine. Now, the only question I have is, if the defense doesn't improve, now, you know, these games you're winning 37-31, are they a little tighter? Are you not scoring quite as many?
Right.
Now, I don't think you're suddenly going to go from scoring 35 points a game to 15. I think you could go from scoring 35 points a game to 31 or 32.
Yeah.
And does that make a difference? Does that, for a team that's lost one-point games this year, is that a big difference?
The defense is
going to get better.
Yeah, I don't think it will because I don't think they're playing offenses. That
it always
can
does every
make
year.
A difference.
Wait, you guys really don't think that, you know, everybody, you know, a lot of people, especially, I think Adam Jones, as soon as the game was finished, it was a mixed bag with Tlaib and all that. And I never really said he was any savior or nothing like that. But all I'm saying is, you know, them first two touchdowns, I mean, you could tell the guy is just getting back. He was a little winded.
He hasn't played in a long time.
Excuse me?
He hasn't played in a long time. You're
right. That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to kind of give him a pass on this game, but to me, watching his secondary a little bit, even though, if anything, it looked like they got a little swagger, if anything. I don't know if you guys, I kind of noticed it with Denard and stuff like that. And, you know, nobody is not hoping the defense going to improve that much. I'm just marginally in the, all I'm looking for is marginally improved. That's all I'm looking for.
Sure.
A little bit better.
I'm looking for a little bit more than a marginally, but I'm not expecting miracles. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all. Just a little bit better. Get off the third downs when it's 3rd and 12 and stuff like that. You know, make a play here and there, and that's all I'm hoping for. One other thing before I go. Chandler Jones is hurt. Why hasn't we not seen Jake Beckett? I don't want to. I'm sure I'm chopping up his name.
Jake Beckett.
Jay Beckett. Why we haven't seen him?
I don't think he's good enough to make it right now. He just not.
Seriously?
Yeah. If he was better than any of those guys, he'd be out there.
I'm a little surprised at that, honestly.
I am too.
Because
but he hasn't. He's been consistent. He's done nothing since the day he got here.
No,
basically.
That's true. And
Thanks for the call, Tyrone.
Surprised at that because he played in the best college football conference.
SEC.
And was productive. He was good for a sack a game, basically, his entire career. He was a very, very good player coming out of a very, very good conference. And Chandler Jones was a
was a good player coming out of a terrible conference who looked like he might have had some
potential. Well, as Trevor Scott said in his exclusive with Paul Perilla this week, that being on the edge in New England, they expect you to do more than just one thing. And maybe that one thing that he did, what was he, in Arkansas?
Yeah.
You know,
he was a pass rusher.
He was great.
He was
that,
a pass rusher, for sure.
Then you
maybe
shouldn't have drafted
said
him.
You're not as that good where we can put you out there just to do that.
Well, you shouldn't have drafted him then because you knew you were getting a pass mm-hmm. rusher. You knew you weren't getting a complete player.
That's a fair point.
Then you shouldn't have drafted him. Now I didn't like him
all that much in college. Andy and Eric both did.
I thought
but
he was
I'm
perfect
not,
for that situational pass rush.
But I'm not ready to close the door on him either. I think that he's, you know, look, it's going to go down as a redshirt year for him. Obviously, he's been inactive. I think 8 out of the 10 games.
I hope so. That's what you wrote.
Yeah, I can't exactly remember what the numbers were when I. You know, it's unbelievable. But I don't feel like that means that he'll never be anything. No. I think there's a chance that he could come back.
I mean, your guy Bedard
year.
Said on the radio today, and I kind of agree, he needs an offseason.
I think he's just kind of looking to see what Belichick has done with him. And the message is when they've needed somebody, it's never been him.
Right.
You know, it's been Trevor Scott.
Even
it's been
Justin Francis.
It's
so the
been
SEC is
Jermaine
overrated.
Jermaine Cunningham.
He wasn't ready for the NFL, so the SEC is overrated. Because I thought that was like a half a step from the NFL.
Why?
Because why does a kid from Rutgers can come in and a kid from Syracuse can come in and they can just play right away?
Everybody's different.
Guess what?
It's a big
he
world.
He was a two-time captain of an SEC defense who called the plays for his defense. So physically and head-wise,
hey,
he should be ready to play.
It's an inexact science. Not everybody comes in the way you thought they would.
So you made a mistake?
Yes.
Okay.
Possibly.
Oh, was it yes or possibly?
We don't know.
Possibly, I think is the answer to that.
Yes.
I think that they made a mistake. I didn't see the stuff on tape that got you guys.
They're both grinning and laughing at each other right now. For those of you at home who can't see,
it's a typical. The whole SEC sucks because Jake Beckett didn't play his first year.
He was a very good player for his terrible Andy argument.
No.
But does that mean every player in the SEC that was good is automatically an NFL player?
No,
because they were good in the SEC.
I assume they're good enough to at least compete for some playing time.
The other day when I was intrigued about this Alabama guy that lasted 2 days, Andy's like,
Everybody that's Alabama's good.
Now,
here's the guy jump ship and go to Andy.
The guy who did
nothing at Alabama isn't comparable.
But he did nothing there and didn't get drafted.
This guy did something in a league where some of the coaches in that league think they could compete in the NFL.
You two are
and
the
yet
kings.
This guy,
both of you, the kings
can't even get on the field. Can't even be
of
active.
Of hyperbole. It's unbelievable.
All right. This week's PFW
like one
progress
plus one
picks
equals eight.
Are brought to you by Subway Restaurant. Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots.
But apparently not Jake Beckett.
He's
not the train restaurant of Jake Beckett because
I'm okay
if he
with
was
that.
Eating that, he'd be playing.
What?
I'm okay with
an
off season.
Oh no,
to eat some
that chicken teriyaki you would like,
guy.
What?
Gonna need some spreads from you, okay?
I won last week.
You did not.
What?
You did not. Another dominant week for everybody. Fred takes up the rear.
Oh,
Fred does what?
Takes up the rear.
Takes what up the rear?
But a dominant week for all four of us. Of course, I keep the book, so I won. I went 13-1.
Well, you're consistent because I believe that's what you did in the paper as well.
Correct. I don't keep the paper.
Paul, do you want them printed, or do you just want me to?
Yeah, I could use a printer.
Nor does anyone with any credibility.
Andy and Eric, 12-2.
Wow.
Fred,
I did better on this than I did.
I did better than I thought.
Fred, 11-3. So everybody did very well.
That hurts. You went 11-3 and came in last place.
It's kind of like the 2008 Patriots. It was obviously an easy week.
Imagine if Brady had played, they'd have the
16-0. I've said that on record many times.
Another Super Bowl.
Let's see. I went 10-4 with the spread. Fred, who was last overall, is second with the spread at 9-5. Andy was 8-6.
Woo!
Eric was 6-8.
Ooh. Now the season standing. Let's go.
Season standings. I continue to dominate. 116-43-1. Andy in second. 107-52-1.
Wait, how many did you have?
116.
I'm 9 games back.
Yeah.
Eric 104-55-1. And Fred, his numbers don't add up because 83-48-1.
Paul does the book.
With the spread, I am 83-72-5. Andy. Right behind me, 80-75-5.
I'm about 500. This might be the first time in a while.
Only 3 games back. Fred is 63-63-4, and Eric is 70-85-5.
I thought it was 500 last week. and I went 9-5 this week.
Wow, he's questioning the book.
Last week, you were 54-58-4.
Oh, okay. I thought I remember talking about being 500.
You may have. You talk about a lot of things in these picks contests. Yeah, and it was true. Like, you always win. You win the week. It's never
and
true.
I don't know if it was last week, or but there was a week that I forgot my book, and we didn't do the standings, if you recall.
All right.
It might have been last week.
Let's get to this week's games. Thursday night. Thursday afternoon. What am I saying?
We're going to skip over the Thursday night game.
Houston at Detroit. This is the early game on Thanksgiving.
We're going to have to go way back then, Paul.
12:30.
Rewind like 5 days.
Start. Yeah. 12:30 is the start. Houston at Detroit.
Houston by 3.
This should be an easy pick. But I don't know how you can feel overly confident about the Texans after their last performance. And defensively, they have not been as good of late. But I am still going to go with the team that should win this game, even on the road. I'm going to go with Houston, the better, well-rounded football team, to get the holiday victory.
You always wanted to go with Detroit on Thanksgiving, too. It's their
you got
game.
That Hawaiian
it's their
blue.
Holiday. The Honolulu blue. Yeah. But Texans are the better team. I know they had a tough one against Jacksonville last week, but I think they win in cover on the road.
Okay. All right. Paul?
I will take Houston as well. I am not real confident in this pick, though. I think this is one of those team that's not used to being in this kind of spotlight, not used to playing the Thursday game and all that stuff. And I agree with Andy. I think their defense has been on its heels a little bit lately, but I will take the better team to win.
I'm going to go with Detroit to win at home.
Upset.
Big upset.
You might want to squirt a little.
Oh, man.
Got a no Doyle. It's these blueberries I've been eating.
No Doyle rules.
Thursday at 4:15, Washington at Dallas.
Washington
at
Dallas. By 3.5.
I am going to go with the road. I'm going to go with the road team, and I am going to simply say this is like the national coming out party for RG3. I think he is single-handedly going to win this football game. Throw for 300 yards, rush for 100, couple touchdowns. It's going to be a wow day for him.
I think it could be a wow day for him, but not for the team. I think Dallas wins the game.
I am going to take Washington to win the game because, quite simply, Washington owns Dallas. So I will pick the Redskins.
I'm going to go with Dallas. Lately, Shanahan hasn't done well on the road, getting his passport stolen, his money
yeah,
stolen.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to get to Dallas this week.
Good point.
So I'm going to go with Dallas to
Redneck
win.
Redneck won't let him in.
We skip over the Thursday night game, and we go to Sunday at 1, Minnesota at Chicago. Chicago
by 2.5. I don't know if Cutler's playing.
Well, then I don't know who I want to pick.
Do you know? Do you know?
What?
If Cutler's playing?
I have no idea. I'll find out.
Money, why do you want to do this to me?
Because if Cutler plays, I'm taking the Bears. If he doesn't, I'm taking the Vikings.
Okay.
Do you need to know if Cutler's playing before
you
make a pick?
No, I'll make a pick. I will say, where's the game? I'm sorry?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago way.
I'll take the Bears regardless. I think they're the more talented team.
I don't believe he started practicing yet and been completely cleared, I believe is the situation.
I am going to roll the dice and take Chicago. I do think they're a better team. I think they're embarrassed by the way the defense played last week.
The defense.
Not in Cleveland. I think bounces back and plays well. And I don't feel real good about it if Jason Campbell was at the helm, but I'll
roll
take the
dice
Bears to win this game.
Cutler is unsure if he'll play, according to NFL.com.
Okay. I'll take the Bears, I guess, if I have to make a pick. But if he doesn't play, I'm going to bitch.
You're going to bitch
either
way.
I think the Bears were
embarrassed. Can I just take the Bears if he plays and the Vikings if he doesn't?
No.
Why?
Because you have to gross that.
To make a pick.
Make a pick.
I'm making that pick.
Make a pick.
Contingent upon him
playing. No, there's no contingencies.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
I'm going to take the Bears.
And he keeps the book, so it's official.
I'm going to take Chicago if they win, Minnesota if they win.
Oh, that's the same thing, Paul. You're so funny.
Sunday at 1, Oakland.
Who'd you take?
The Bears. Sup, Bears.
Snaps at you.
I said it 3 times.
And didn't you listen to his expert analysis?
But Andy was yelling at me.
Oakland at Cincinnati.
Cincinnati by 8.5.
Wow. I think that's the most they've ever been favored since I've been born.
Since I've been born.
What came into existence first, you or the Cincinnati Bengals?
Well, the Bengals.
I think you came first.
I think you came first.
They were born before me.
Really?
The Bengals were born before me, but I'm not sure that
I don't
you can say the same
thing. Yeah, I don't think so, my friend.
66, I want to say.
I think they were. Oh, okay. I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. When did he jump? Because he was jumped ship from the Browns to the Bengals, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And one of the pettiest moves of all time, he just stole everything. I'm taking their colors. I'm going to have the same orange helmet, but I'm going to put the word Bengals on it. Love it.
I will take.
I don't know why Bill likes him so much.
Cincinnati Bengals at home. This could be a high-scoring affair, as Raiders games tend to seem to be. And I hate Carson Palmer.
You're going to lay the 8.5?
Yeah.
We're going to lay that pipe.
Starting in January. I will take the home Bengals as well. And I'll lay the points, too. I think they will whoop up on the Raiders.
I think the Bengals win the game. I think the Bengals are actually coming on and going to end up edging out the Indianapolis Colts for that last playoff spot. I will take the Bengals here, and I will lay the points, although I'm not as confident about the spread.
I'm going to go with the Bengals, but I'll take those points. Sunday at 1, Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Cleveland has played well but just can't win. Pittsburgh is favored on the road by 1 point.
I'll take Pittsburgh to win.
And this week your boy is going to play, Charlie Batch.
And maybe Brian Hoyer.
Maybe.
He's the Batch-up.
Plaxico
Burress. Ah, see what you did there.
Batch-up plan. Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad headline if you're the Steelers and you win.
Mm-hmm.
I should send that to somebody.
If you win and he plays.
Yeah.
What?
I should send that to somebody.
I should. Strippers, get on that. Get me in enough fights. Do some
Steelers Football Weekly is working on that, right?
Batch-up plan. I will take the Steelers to win. This will be a dogfight, a tough, ugly battle. And the Browns will be in it, and in a play here or there will change it, but the Steelers will make those plays.
Yeah, the Browns are in every game, it seems, and they probably should
really?
Have won more games.
They haven't played them yet.
What?
Oh, boy.
This is a tough
I'm
going to
need another Pepsi after that
it's
comment.
On here.
What? That wasn't a penis joke.
I'll take Pittsburgh.
Today, Junior.
I'll take Pittsburgh to win as well. Who was favored? I'm sorry.
Pittsburgh by 1.
Yeah, I'll take them to win it and just barely cover.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh to win, but I'll take the point.
Oh, the turkey picks.
I will take the Steelers. I think that they sort of proved last week that this is the way they're going to they're capable of winning the way they have in the past without Roethlisberger, and I think they'll find a way to get this one. It won't be easy. It'll be, just like Andy and Eric said, a muck-it-up game. Defensive, low scoring, but they'll win.
Some turkey on ESPN just picked the Patriots. And no, not Michael Irvin or Chris Carter. It was an actual turkey.
Teddy Bruschi is on there, too.
Yeah, I know, but this was an actual turkey. Did you see that? They put the helmets up, and he went 8 out of the
Patriots. I'm going to take Cleveland to upset the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Big upset.
The Steelers are have a losing record after games playing the Ravens. Actually, I don't know that.
I did find
very
it funny.
Convincing,
that
yeah, your stupid number from – you had like, without Ben Roethlisberger, since a certain point, they were like 8-5. They've done a decent job getting – but all the losses were the Ravens.
Yeah, I did. Well, but I picked Baltimore. I picked
I know,
Baltimore
but I
to win
like,
the game. I just
yeah,
said it wouldn't
tell
be
the whole story when he told that stat.
I didn't know that. They're 8-6 all time without Roethlisberger. 5 of the 6 losses to the Ravens.
So they're 8-1 against everybody else, so it's a good reason to pick the Steelers this week.
Buffalo at Indianapolis, Sunday at 1. Buffalo at Indianapolis.
Indianapolis by 3.
I'll take the Colts to win and cover. Bounce back.
I will take the road Bills.
He's just ordering you to bring him a drink.
You will take the road Bills.
Yes, sir.
I just didn't really understand it.
This is one of those ugly games.
Yeah.
I am going to take the road Bills as well. I don't have anything to base that
I don't
on
either.
Whatsoever.
That's why I just left it for you.
Thank you, Kevin.
So then shouldn't you be taking the Colts, your little home?
Yes, league? I was just going to say it goes against my two bad teams, take the home team
But you're
theory.
Going with your gun.
But I'm going to go with Buffalo. I think that Indy got rocked a little bit last week, and I think that might crack the foundation. And suddenly they're saying
– their luck has run out?
We are who we thought we were. Before we went on that roll.
And Pagano still alive and well in Indy?
Oh. I'm going to go also with Buffalo.
That's what Paul wrote.
After that loss to the Patriots, they're going to go on a little run. I predicted that last week, and I was right.
Who'd you pick?
Buffalo.
Who's on a little run?
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
They went on a little run?
They're going to go on a little run
Miami,
after the
they did. They beat
after
Miami.
The
but
loss
that's a run?
It's a run. The beginning of a run. Every run starts with one step.
It's a Paul Perillo run.
One?
Didn't go anywhere.
No, it starts.
And by the way,
they haven't played another game since then.
As ugly a win as you could get.
I don't care.
I felt like you were a boxer, like staggered, like, please, I need some water right there.
I did.
Tennessee at Jacksonville Sunday.
Tennessee by 3.
Tennessee at Jacksonville.
Tennessee at Jacksonville.
Yes.
Who they made a quarterback change, right?
I believe the other guy's hurt, right?
Blaine Gabbert was hurt.
Henny given Sunday.
Why don't you call Jacksonville for that one?
We could call Jacksonville Football Weekly.
That's not bad.
If they had beaten
my fantasy,
you know what? That would have been perfect
the
for they last
won.
Week.
Yeah.
Right. The
if
upset.
They had won.
Henny
right.
given Sunday.
15.5-point underdogs if they had won that game.
Yep.
Henny given Sunday.
What if he's bad? Hanging Chad?
Yeah. No one ever uses that.
Come on, Paul. That's what people are talking about.
I don't think.
Four years. Or
well, mine was in my hand.
Years
so.
Yeah, I don't have any emails and I don't have any texts.
Well, somebody's just vibrating.
Right, we got. Come on. Eric and I have to get going. Come on.
What's the game?
Tennessee
by three.
I'll take Tennessee over the Jags. Again,
that one was me. I was an email.
I will. I can't pick the Jaguars, even though Henny had a good game last week. They're a terrible team. I'll take the slightly better team, and that's Tennessee.
Yeah, I am going to take Jacksonville.
Yeah,
and I'm going to go against my rule that I declared early in the season. I said Jacksonville will win two or three games, but I will lose those weeks because I won't be picking them ever. I am going to take Jacksonville this week.
I'm with you,
Freddie.
Paul. Jacksonville.
They just announced what you had told us yesterday, that Dick Felt passed away.
Oh, okay.
Who's they?
The Patriots. Patriots.
Former Patriot Dick Felt passes away.
Tennessee
really?
At Kansas City.
It says right here, Dick Felt passes away.
How many times are you going to say it?
Doesn't somebody
he's
have
laughing.
To know
he's
that
laughing right
I know,
now.
I know. He's laughing at
laughing
a
at an obituary announcement.
No, I'm laughing at his name. I laughed at it when he was alive, and I'm going to continue to laugh at it while he was dead. It's a great name, Dick Felt.
Denver at Kansas City.
Denver by 10.5.
Yeah. Denver by 10.5.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to think
Denver
of the
Denver at
Dick
Kansas City by 10.5.
Denver at Kansas City by 10.5. I'll take Denver to win and cover against the worst team in the Wilson-Hart Power Index all season long.
Even though the Broncos will be without their starting running back.
Gahee on IR, by the way, designated to return.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you can do that?
I thought he tore his ACL.
MCL.
MCL. What a wuss.
I asked that earlier, and you guys told me there was a time limit for when you could do that.
Incorrect.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
No, there's a time limit in the beginning. You have to have them on the list till at least week 8.
What?
No, you have to sit out 8 weeks.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but.
But you can put a guy on that as of the Tuesday after rosters, I believe, was when. If you were on the active roster on the Tuesdays after rosters was set, you were eligible to be on.
But I believe Fred's right. I believe this is a 1-year thing, and next year it goes to what he's saying, that there's a window for it.
That they might change it, but that's what they were doing this year.
Well, no, I think they actually changed it this year. The original way it was written was what Fred was saying. Then they kind of rushed it in at the end, so they tweaked it, and it's going to go back to the original next year.
Okay,
I believe is how it all unfolded.
I know
which is
why
there was so much contempt from the coaches for the way they were like changing it at the last minute.
Yeah, because to me that makes no sense.
No,
not. No, doing it the way that they originally wrote it makes no sense.
Yeah, no.
No. Yeah, right.
So if you didn't have a guy hurt in week one, you can't use that? That makes no sense.
No.
That makes absolutely no
sense
at all.
Now he's just being difficult.
Yes.
All right, come on.
It makes no sense.
We got to move. We got to move.
How come he can take part in tomfoolery, but I can't? I took Denver.
I'm going to take Denver, but Kansas City covers. Seattle.
Eric, what did you take?
Denver, both ways.
Seattle at Miami.
Seattle by 3.
Seattle at Miami, is that what it was?
So much for my let's have time to talk about the Patriots after.
Seattle
you waited till the same time that we always do to do the picks.
I will take the defense.
No
Seattle
biases,
defense on the road, even though, you know, I'd much rather this game be in Seattle if I wanted to pick them, but I'm still going to pick them.
It's as long a domestic trip as you can make. In the NFL, right?
Oh, in the NFL.
Far corner to the
Alaska.
No, in the NFL.
Oh, right. But what if they
between games,
a team in Anchorage?
Between two teams, I mean.
You're right, Fred. You're not going to have any time.
I will take Seattle, though, even though it's a long trip for them. I like them better as a team.
I'm going with the Fred Kirsch upset special. Big upset here, Miami.
Wow.
3-point
dog. Being sarcastic.
I'm going to take Seattle. Okay, Sunday at 1, Atlanta at Tampa Bay.
This is an interesting game.
Atlanta by 1.
In Tampa Bay, sort of a soft team versus a tough team, if I had to generalize them.
Which one is which?
The Atlanta would be a soft team, and Tampa would be a tough team. Their coaches, you know, the nice guy with the little straw hat and the badass who's ruffling feathers. I am going to go with Atlanta, though. I think they are the better all-around football team, but the Doug Martin running all over them scares me.
It'll be a close competitive game, but the Falcons dropped their tough division game against the Saints already. I'm going to take them to win this one in a close game. What's the number?
One.
They'll win and cover easily.
I will take Tampa Bay. I think that right now the Bucs are finding ways. I think they're playing pretty well.
The Bucs stops here.
And I think they beat the Falcons at home.
Yeah, I think
fuck off.
I think Atlanta wins this game. I think I don't know. That doesn't mean I'm sold on Atlanta, but I do think they'll beat Tampa Bay. Sunday, 4:05, Baltimore at San Diego.
Baltimore by one.
Wow, surprise, it's only one.
I will take Baltimore to win and cover. Thankfully, they have Ed Reed. He doesn't have to miss this game. And I do think they're just the better all-around football team, like you said, Fred. It's maybe a little surprising with what San Diego has kind of put up that it's not a bigger number. But I'll take the Ravens on the road.
Andy's right. Boo! Andy's right. I would love to play the theme song, but the Baltimore Ravens are the better team, and San Diego is going to start to swoon a little bit.
Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
That is nowhere near as fun as the other one.
I know, but...
Yeah, I like the Ravens in this game, too.
Pick who's right.
We need
who's
to get a
win?
New coach in San Diego so we can start picking them again.
They're finding ways. I think the defense is figuring out how to play a little bit without all those guys, and I think they'll continue to develop, but I think they have enough to get by. Although the last time they went to San Diego, they got killed by a bad Chargers team last year.
Maybe that's part of that number, but I think Baltimore wins. All right, St. Louis.
Unanimous, Paul.
St. Louis at Arizona, 4:25.
Arizona by 2.5.
I will take St. Louis just because, my man, the Samchise, and he's better than who's going to play quarterback?
Who the hell knows?
Didn't they bring the third guy in?
Ryan Lindley. Yes.
No chance.
Who I liked, by the way.
He's not bad.
College tape, just not ready.
He's not bad. San Diego State.
Same as our other guy that we liked.
Yeah. O'Connell. Thanks. Yeah. Rams are up and down. They were down last week, so I'll take them to be up this week. I think they win.
I'm going to go back to my theory of the two bad teams. I'll take the home team. Arizona wins.
Yeah. How he picks and
I
got to
go with Arizona. 4:25 Sunday, San Francisco at New Orleans. Are the Saints back? San Francisco at New Orleans.
Who'd you take in that other game?
I took Arizona. This will go a long way into telling people whether or not the Saints are back. Andy, what's the number?
Niners by 2.
I'll take the Niners to win and cover. I don't think the Saints are capable of playing the physical football game that the Niners will want to play, regardless of who the quarterback is.
I think Colin Kaepernick's little surprise outing on Monday night was
a surprise
and an aber. Yeah. I don't mind him as a player, but I'm not sold on him long term. I'll take the Saints in the Superdome.
Yeah, I'll take the Saints as well. The last time that they played, Saints put up plenty of points. That wasn't the problem. I think they'll find a way to.
And that was in San Fran.
Right.
Right.
So I think they'll find a way to have success.
I'm going to beat you guys. Sunday, 8:20, Green Bay at the Giants.
Giants by 2.5.
Ooh. Green Bay at the Giants.
These are interesting games with, good teams versus teams that aren't so good versus comeback teams.
Right.
Packers have moved into the top three in the Wilson-Hart Power Index, and for that reason alone, I will pick them.
I will go with the better team overall and the better quarterback, so it's obvious I'll take Green Bay.
Obvious?
You took the Packers,
I took the Packers. You should listen.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants to bounce back. I think that they've played terrible football, and generally when good teams come to the Meadowlands, they play a little bit better. I think they'll do that this week.
I'm going to go with the Packers to beat the Giants in New Jersey.
Well, he's been a Packer.
All right, real stinker on Monday night, Carolina at Philadelphia.
Eagles by 2.
The Eagles have fallen into 31st place in the Wilson
Hart Power
Index.
They have indeed landed.
And they stink. They're a debacle. It's all over. I told you it was going to happen when you picked Vic as your quarterback. So I will take the Carolina Panthers and the new age athlete quarterback over the old age athlete quarterback if he even plays.
He still has an attitude. Weird.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have an attitude problem forever, just like Michael Vick. All those athletic guys have attitudes.
I'll take the younger, more dynamic player in Carolina.
Newton. Not RG3.
Yeah, I'm going to take Carolina, too, because I think that they've quit on Andy Reid, and I think that's
it's
all
time.
She wrote.
Yeah, it's time.
I'm going to take Carolina as well. All right, now we go way back to Thursday.
You got that, Paul?
Thursday night at 8:20.
Get
I'm
us
not
plenty
sure,
of time.
Get us back there.
I'm not sure when the actual kickoff is on NFL.
Thank
on
you.
NBC. It might be 8:20. It could be 8:30. It could be 8:32. I'm not sure, but it's listed at 8:20. The Patriots
it's be
at
late,
the Meadowlands.
But for our purposes, 6 o'clock.
Right.
The Patriots
pregame social.
The New Jersey Cockroaches What's the number, Paul?
Cockroach.
6.5
6.5
Oh, boy.
I will take the Patriots to win and cover on the road, as Fred covers me in spray. I will talk about the fact
that... Took you a second, Paul.
What are you two giggling about?
No, it didn't. I was like, did he... My initial reaction was, did he really just say that?
That's the money shot.
Oh, come on, guys. Keep it clean.
It didn't take me a second, believe me. I can't believe he just said that.
Can run the football on the 30th-ranked rush defense.
Yeah.
I think they will stop a bad run team that 3 yards in a cloud of dust, Sean Green. And I think you will see a step forward in the coverage as Aqib Talib gets more comfortable and Devin McCourty gets more comfortable. So I think all away around, the Patriots will cruise to victory as the home crowd, because that's, you know, that environment on Thanksgiving, as Paul says, an interesting one. It's proven that over the years. And I think they turn on their home team and get
this
liquored
is not
up
what
and
I
ripped.
Wrote. This is what Andy interprets inside Patriots, that iron dome of his.
Patriots 28. No Gronk. Scoring's down a little bit. 18 for the Jets.
18. Interesting number there.
6 field goals.
Okay. I'm or going not. To take the Patriots to win. Yeah, 6 times 3. There you go.
Thanks.
That's the guy that keeps our book. He's got to do field goals on his 50 fingers.
You know. It's going to be
what an idiot.
It's going to be lower scoring and closer for most of the game than people are going to be happy with. But in the end, the Patriots will win and cover just barely without Gronk.
You usually give a score. What's the score?
I will go 24-17.
Half point.
I look at it as a very, very tight game as well. Lower scoring.
Because no Gronk, right?
No, because I think the Jets played defensively pretty well against New England, generally, when Rex Ryan has been the coach, with the exception of that 45-3 game. They've been able to generally keep the game in the 20s. I think they'll do that again here. Patriots have too much for Mark Sanchez. 27-19.
Oh, with a Chris Berman, like 19.
29-13, Patriots win.
Oh, wait a minute. I have to redo it.
So everybody thinks that Gronk is a loss because everybody, a 35-point team, everybody has in the 20s.
What did they score the first time against the
29.
Jets? Right. In overtime.
29.
In overtime.
You don't know
26
your stats.
In
you
regulation.
You thought they averaged 32 a game.
26 in regulation.
35.
All right.
Everybody's picking the Patriots. Remember, pregame social starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
I meant to
check. You know, have the whole family gather around the computer.
Yeah, have grandma.
Yeah. They'll try to keep it clean. Patriots, as for us.
I won't.
I guess we'll see you next Tuesday. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey. All night long, 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. And turkey lurkey dap, I eat that turkey and I take fun now.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.